with the bangs. It's cheap. It's cheap.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray.
I'm expectantly waiting for Chi. She couldn't find her keys, but she's on her way. She should be here soon, and we're going to get rolling because we have another call-in today. I think it's been working out. You guys enjoying the content? Nobody's really talked about it.
No, guys, it really sucks.
But before we do that, let's talk about the DLG Con 2020 house. So this is for 4 nights in San Diego. We got a house that we're renting for TwitchCon. If you're not going to TwitchCon, don't worry about it. We're going to be hanging out at the house, playing games, going out around San Diego, doing a bunch of cool stuff. And we've got a bunch of spaces left over.
Yeah, it's probably 95% of the people aren't going to TwitchCon. It just happens to be. That's how it was set up. It was Chi's idea originally, and then it's just the way it works out. It's a good time of year, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always a good time of year here, but we want to focus on a couple things. Yes, it's 4 nights. It's almost like a fucking full week vacation, if you think about it. So you leave on the fifth day. You arrive on the first day. And the other thing is, I think we might have came off like you don't understand how, or it was hard to understand. You won't be sharing the beds with the other. It was just that one bed, that gummy bed that we had the sexy talk with.
Man, if they didn't hear the last episode, they're so confused.
Yeah. They can go back and listen. It's worth the listen.
So there are beds.
There's multiple beds in large rooms is what it is. So think of kind of like a dorm setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's still a whole room left, I believe.
Yeah, if you need the whole room to yourself, it'll cost you a little extra, but that you can make that happen.
Or you can split the bed, find somebody for $300 each or whatever. However, the whole room's yours, really. Mm-hmm. The only hard cap we have is we can't have more than 19 people in the house. That's what the owner said.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not like they're going to have like a head count. It's like every night, all right, guys, one, line up against the wall. You get the fuck out of here.
I think we could get away with something if we need to. All right. So let's bring in our caller here. Who do we got this week?
I think it's the Lotion, formerly Clown Lotion. I still call him Clown Lotion.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Lotion, are you there with us?
I'm here. What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, a little more enthusiasm.
I know. Fuck. I got dragged into this shit.
It's so good to be here. Holy shit.
All right. So the prize pool is up to $20 this week.
Woo. Ooh, damn.
Yeah, it's getting up there. So you'll get a shot at guessing what's in the bag.
That's a good game right there. Right there on Steam.
Yeah.
But in honor of that, I thought we'd start out with who said that. And this week's quote is $20 is $20. Which caster said that?
$20 is $20. That, I want to say, would have to be Emilio.
Wow, dude. How did he get that wrong?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
How about a second try? Former and current. Right.
Now you're throwing hints.
Jesus, was it Ray, really?
No, it was Mini, dude.
No, that's
damn,
a
I got
famous.
That wrong two times. Holy shit.
Yep. In your defense, he was only around for about an hour and a half. But
famous Mini Del Macho quote. Yes.
Wait, hold on 1 second. There we go. All right. I'm ready.
All right, game face is on.
Evan Sweet, thanks for the fucking sub.
Oh yeah!
Whole I year. Hope that's what everybody does when we do a live shout out.
Yay! Oh, I could die happy now.
All right, Lotion. Let's give you another shot here. So, this next question: which one is that? I'm going to give you a question. You're going to have to tell me what particular game in a popular franchise this one is from. I don't know how you do or if you've played many of the Elder Scrolls games, but this question is, in which Elder Scrolls game can you find the dead body of Indiana Jones?
Holy shit.
Put a little question music on here.
I'm going to go with Morrowind.
Wow. Was that a guess?
Totally knew it. Yep. Totally
right, knew it. Nailed it. Morrowind.
Well, really, there's only five, right?
What so, other? That's it. What yeah. other? What other Bethesda game do they have? Can you find Indiana Jones?
I don't know.
You guys know?
I don't know.
Fallout New Vegas.
Really?
Is that Bethesda? No, right? Or is it still Obsidian?
No, I guess that that's was like yeah.
Yeah, it's Bethesda. It's Bethesda,
but Obsidian did it, right? Yeah. Yeah, you find a refrigerator, and there's bones inside, and, oh, okay. and it's a reference from the skull crystal one, skull. The crystal skull. Oh, when the nuke goes off, and the guy goes in, they hide inside a refrigerator, yeah, and he doesn't die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that whole thing.
I think that's bullshit, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah.
Nukes, fuck it, everyone in their fridge. No, bro, that's not going to work. You'll just die next to the ham, dude.
I just saw Zombieland Double Tap.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay, so the chick, she was like, I just lived in a fridge. Like, yeah. that's how she's yeah. super dumb. Yeah. And then she's like, it was safe, but super cold.
It was super cold.
And then later on, you see her, and she's still alive. She's like, because you got an ice cream truck. She's like, I just got a truck. I got a fridge that you can drive. Gosh, she was hot, huh? No?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's super fucking hot.
Super hot.
All right, Lotion. So final question here. Would you like a sound effect or do you want to be the first person to select music?
I want music, dude.
Music?
He's a black man, dude. Yeah. They got rhythm. They got rhythm in their bones.
Totally. Yep. I can sing, I can dance, all that.
All right. So let's play a track here that I think is going to be somewhat challenging for you. I don't want to give it away. All
give
right.
Give it away, give it away, give it away.
Let's now. Try this one.
That's it?
That's it. That's the track.
That's hard.
I know it.
This is not hard.
But I don't think he played this game.
I feel like a lot of other games come to mind for this. Yeah, that could work out.
Well, think about the theme of the music, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
And then there's not a lot of games that fit that theme.
Yeah, that is true.
Let's hear it one more time.
Can we give a hint? And this could also be like a, if you listen to the podcast?
Nah.
Come on.
So it's definitely got a Latin vibe, a little south of the border there.
Good music, by the way.
Yeah. I feel like that's a very strong hint. Any guesses?
Yeah, I'm not. It's not like coming in very clearly. I can't really even hear the music.
Oh, really? Huh?
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
All right, let me play it. I'm gonna blast. It might be kind of loud for everyone.
Better.
Not too loud. <Not either>.
Yeah, I got nothing.
The trumpets right. in that.
Damn. Chi didn't want to play your homework, and it was this game.
Any game with the Mexican in it? Can you name a game with the Mexican in it? Yeah,
the fucking one with the luchador.
Yes, yeah. That's the one.
Guacamelee.
Yeah, there he is.
Wow. Okay, a little help on that one. Yeah. A little hand-holding. We'll call that 1.5 points. We'll call that 1.5.
Yeah, no, that game will forever be the one that Chi just didn't want to fucking play. Yeah.
Well, the problem was she couldn't get it to run.
Sure.
She was the only person in the world who couldn't get that game to run.
Swear to God, guys, it didn't play.
Okay, so we're going to play the sound again, and I feel like people are closing in on it, so hopefully you've been paying attention. Here is the audio clip of what's in the bag. Good Do we bug. Even have the bag here? Like, if someone
yeah,
gets
it's right
it?
There.
Okay, well, don't pull anything out of it.
No, of course not.
All right. I don't know if it really helps people to look at it, but if you want to, there it is. You're kind of blocking my screen, though. I can't hit the play button. Okay, here we go.
I think you turn up the volume, dude. It's a pretty soft sound.
That is, I don't know. I think it might be maxed out here. Unless oh, really? Someone adjusted the Windows volume. All right. Pardon the ding. Okay.
Sorry, all right.
Keep vlogging.
Okay. That's, what do you think?
So the guesses were the Warthog from Halo, SMG from Half-Life.
And SMG from...
Grand Theft Auto.
No. From... Counter-Strike.
Okay.
Damn. Oh,
dude. That's, I'm going to go with the Rainbow Six Siege.
No, nope. I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know. If you've been following the weeks and you've been tracking it, then I feel like you should have an idea.
But that's us coming from this side. It's a shitty little clip, man.
Yeah. It's such a shitty clip. Like, I can never figure that out.
Yeah.
Never.
Somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to get it. The prize pool is up to $25.
I'll put it this way. I never even knew that. God, that's too much of a hint. I can't say
that. I could be like, I mean, we're going to eventually be like, well, the price point is at $7,500. We're actually shutting down the podcast because we're rich.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, Lotion.
What was the score?
One and a half points. So that puts him in second place, technically, behind JP Diddy. So you're on the board.
So there you go.
All right.
All right, man. And I hope you make it to DLG Con.
Oh, yeah. What's your latest on that?
I'll be back. I'll be seeing you guys there.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Perfect.
Cool.
All right. See you later.
Later, guys.
Later.
All right. Oh, man. I feel like they didn't make progress this week. Like last week, I felt like they're getting so close to the sound, but yeah. I don't know. It's a group effort.
That's a huge hint, guys, on what's in there.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some video games.
Yeah.
Recycle, thank you for the 18 months.
Yeah.
Hopefully you raise your arm and go,
whoa, how do you do that? Yay. Oh, because, geez, was it him? Sorry, I got it while I was streaming earlier today. Oh, did you change the name, Bobby, of the stream?
Yes, I did.
Because I was streaming earlier today. Mm-hmm. Could have sworn it was him that did it earlier, but it was his Twitch Prime, I think. I don't know.
You can share whenever.
No, that was Rhythmax.
Oh, Rhythmax.
Yeah, because like I subbed 2 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, when the GoalFit thing. Mm-hmm. And then I just barely shared right now.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you can sub and then you choose when to share that in chat or not share it. All right. So on the radar, games that have come to our attention this week. The first one, there's some good recommendations in the Discord. The first one is called World of Horror. This is a Japanese horror game. Experience the quiet terror of this one-bit love letter to Junji Ito and H.P. Lovecraft. Navigate a hellish roguelite reality with turn-based combat and unforgiving choices. Experiment with your deck of event cards to discover new forms of cosmic horror in every playthrough. The inevitable awaits.
Yeah. I bet this is good.
Cosmic horrors. That's crazy. That sounds scary.
Yeah, so it's a roguelite, so every playthrough is going to be different on this, and the game looks very, very old. Like, it's very black and white, looks like something you would play on those old Mac computers from back in the day, and it, the animation almost seems like Obra Dinn, I think, is the game I'm thinking of.
Like, yeah, but even manga, worse, dude.
Yeah,
or even older. It looks like a dot matrix
printing. I feel like I need to read this left to right.
Right. Dot matrix printing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Junji Ito, I didn't know who that was, but apparently he's a famous artist or creator of horror manga. So, yeah, a lot of people are saying...
It looks like old school manga, dude. It really does.
Yeah. Now, the actual game itself, it's kind of hard to tell what you're doing, but it looks like a lot of pointing and clicking around, and mostly like you're dealing with interfaces, not necessarily moving a character through an area or an environment. It's in early access. It is not out until February 20th, so almost there. I don't know. Looks weird enough to play, though. I like this. Looks good.
Yeah, it does. It looks like...
Pretty gory, too.
Yeah, it looks like they would have... all the money they saved on graphics, they hopefully put in game design. And they could pull off a really good story in this form. A lot of info.
So, but like, was it written in English or is it like roughly translated?
That's a good question.
Well, the developer is Pan Staz. That doesn't sound familiar at all.
Nope.
Nothing. No history on that.
Thanks, Gummy. He shared his Twitch Prime because I think he just found out that he can share it later. So thank you for that. Beef Supreme, thanks for some biddies. And Scram TX thinks he just found out the sound. But until you're on... by the way, if you say it in chat and you ruin it, you are banned.
Yeah, we'll call in next week, win the $25.
Yeah.
So yeah, World of Horror, you know, it's really going to depend on the price point, whether or not I pick this up right away or not, but I'm definitely interested in this one. All right. Next up is Luna, the Shadow Dust.
Oh, dude, it's your kid.
I know. Does it have to do with my kid?
I don't think so. It's about a little boy who... okay, so this actually I found out about in an unusual way. I saw this. Someone had posted it on Twitter. They had retweeted it to from their friend's account. So I started following a lot of these developers that we've been interviewing on Fridays. Right. And, you know, they all kind of promote each other's materials and stuff. And I've been finding a lot of really cool games through that. So this is a point-and-click adventure puzzle game. The whole thing about this, it is hand-animated. And so it's got, right away, you can see it's got a very, very good look to it. That hand-drawn style, it almost looks like...
A child's book.
Yeah,
children's
almost book. In a weird way. I don't know if you guys saw The Breadwinner, that animated movie.
It's a little bit like...
Maybe the cowl that the kid is wearing is reminding me of that.
At first, I thought it was some Studio Gilby type, you know, from them.
I'm seeing where the wild things are.
Yeah, that too.
It looks like something from your childhood.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought it was like Totoro, like it came out, like ran like a black one.
Yeah, that little animal down there kind of looks like that. But yeah, so it's beautifully animated, but also the thing about this, no dialogue at all. So you're walking around solving puzzles, going on adventures, but there's no talking. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but I'm interested. I'm really like noticing or appreciating the whole no dialogue thing. I think everyone kind of appreciated it back when WALL-E came out.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently watched I think there's only 5 episodes of Primal out. I was talking a little bit about that on the show. No talking in that either because it's a caveman and it's dinosaur. There's a lot of grunting and growling, but it's amazing what you can pick up on without someone just telling it to you.
Tell me again, Bobby, where I can see that.
It's on Cartoon Network, so I think you can Hulu? Log in. What?
Hulu, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
Hulu doesn't do Cartoon Network?
If you go to Cartoon Network or Adult Swim, Adult Swim.
They have their own app?
Well, you can, I don't know, maybe. But usually you can log in if you have like a cable provider. I use my girlfriend's parents. Yeah.
If it's like a Japanese.
Your girlfriend's parents. Jeez, you are the mooch, dude.
Well, everything a lot of people still have cable, dude. Like it's hard to find someone who still has cable.
But there's got to be another way to get Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it's got to be out there. And sometimes, like on some shows, they'll give you some episodes for free.
If it's like anything from
whose Prime account do you use, Bobby?
My girlfriend's now.
And who's? We could just go down the line.
You want my Netflix?
Bobby, did we talk about Plex on here? I think we should hit that at some point. Maybe
we talked about it on our movies on the DL.
We'll talk about it in hardware.
Plex, I think it's good. It's good software.
Yeah, we can talk about that in hardware. Yeah. But yeah, so Luna the Shadow Dust, this game just recently came out a few days ago. It is on sale for $17.99, typically $20. And it looks good. Like this looks like a great little point and click adventure game. I'm really trying to get away from those right now, but I keep coming back.
Yep.
That's so weird, Bobby.
Yeah.
You just keep coming back to these games.
Yep.
Bobby, right. Point and click.
But that one
robot.
Looks cool. That one actually looks really cool.
Next one is Urtuk, the Desolation. So I believe Shadow Master just posted this today. This is an RPG open world tactical turn-based game. So you can see the hex grid. And the animation really struck me because it looks like Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah,
Darkest Dungeon has more of those heavy strokes. It's more heavily stroked on the edges, but this looks a lot like it. And the tactical turn-based combat looks cool.
Yeah, the combat kind of reminds me of something Band of Brothers. Band?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Band of Warband. Warband?
No. Fuck. Anyway, it's a grid. It's almost exactly like this, but the art here is 100 times better than that game.
Battle Brothers. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but that was like those little Russian doll kind of like no feet.
Yeah, they
looked
terrible.
Guy.
It almost ruined it for me. This is fantastic art.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully the stats and the gameplay and the strategy wins through. I hope in that case it would have it all. I mean, it looks great. Mm-hmm. The only thing that doesn't look great is the terrain. But
oh my God, this looks so much like Darkest Dungeon. Yeah. Even that inventory screen.
Dude,
I wonder if it's David Coletta is the developer. I wonder if he has any relation to them.
No, dude. I think just... Darkest Dungeon influenced a lot of up-and-comers. Some people didn't even know that that was a thing. Well, it wasn't a thing. Darkest Dungeon was almost a new genre, like very close to a new genre. And with that, you know, you're going to get.
It picked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this game is $20 on sale for $17.99. Not a bad price for a game like that. The reviews look pretty favorable here. Not very many of them, but the ones that are there, very, very high. All right. Yep. And that is it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we've been playing.
Do you guys want to bring up the golf at Savannah yesterday? We didn't put it on the notes.
Yeah, it's on there. Sure. Yeah, we should probably lead off with that because that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So we had.
Was it, Bobby?
Was it?
It was. So our whole goal was to try to get as many people into golf it as we could. Now, during, if you listen to the interview between me and the developers, you know that someone kind of already did this and got like 120 to 150 players.
There's 125.
Yeah, 125 in there stably. Yeah. So, and I think that was a while ago. So we didn't come anywhere near that. We got 36, I think, was our largest game, but yeah. It still was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people hanging out, made some new friends. Like, everyone was having a good time. And on top of that, the developers showed up and played some games with us.
Yeah, they kicked our ass.
They were really good.
Like, bad.
Yeah. And like, we were talking about it. We were like, you know what? Maybe they're not that good. You know, I mean, just because they made the game doesn't mean they're good at it. No, they, and not only were they good at the maps that you'd expect them to be good at, but we played a new one. They're like, oh, I've never played this one. Top score.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys, I was trying to make fun of them. Just trying to, yeah, they probably suck. They're just nerds. And I was just trying to be funny. And the guy's like, bro, I've been working on this shit forever. I know every little fucking secret on this shit. And I was like, sorry.
Yeah, and the other thing too is somebody was talking shit and they typed out, we can hear you.
Yeah.
So they were watching one of the streams, which was embarrassing for what was going on at the time. But that, I thought it was really cool because for them, it was probably like 2 or 3 in the morning. So that was cool that they showed up.
Yeah, they were super down. They were really nice. Yeah, super awesome.
And the interview was great too.
I think the interview went very well. It was such a great story how they talked about it. I mean, I'll tease a little bit of it here. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. But they were working on a survival game for years. And then,
3 years.
Then they just went to a game jam, which is like one of these week-long things. You try to make the best game you can in a limited amount of time. And they came up with a real basic form of this game. And it was a huge hit. And then they just completely dropped the other game they had spent all this time
on. They made it in 2 days.
Yeah. And then they just put it all the effort into this game, and it just took off. So it was a great story.
Yeah, and it's not like they did it without any passion at all. Like, one guy just loves mini golf, and yeah, it was one of the first things that came up to it. So
yeah, and what's great is that they're building this game around the players, like, and around the community, like the editors, like whatever people do and whatever direction they go, they're kind of curving the game towards that, which is kind of like what Fallout tried to do. Like, that was their whole thing. But I think it works way better in a game like this rather than a Fallout game.
One question I wish you would have asked, Bobby, is where they came up with the name, because it's kind of like, it doesn't make any sense.
Golf It.
Yeah. Maybe it's a German thing.
Which one came out first? Golf It or Golf With Friends?
With Friends, definitely. Because we were playing
We were playing it, but it doesn't mean this one didn't exist.
Let's see what the release date on Golf It is. I mean, it's in early access, but let's see. It hit Steam February 17, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing Golf With Friends way before that, right? We had to be.
Maybe. I think so. It was one of my first games I ever played with the DLG community. You guys made me buy it the first line I fucking joined.
Yeah, we made everyone buy it.
Yeah.
It's a good investment, though.
And I played with Rubber Nuts when I met Rubber Nuts.
Oh, yeah. He loves this game.
Yeah.
we had people from all around the world playing, and the ping doesn't really matter too much. This is a great game to play with just, you know, your buddy in Australia who's got like 2 kilobytes a second internet. But, yeah, dude, Golf It, it was a fun time. And the streams were great. We made some cool streamer friends there. We gave away a bunch of copies of this. I think I placed about right in the middle there, which is where I expected to be.
It was hard to, like, I usually do pretty good, but I couldn't even come
close
to top.
I was fucking around with people too. I was knocking balls out.
Hey,
I was
just like,
oh my god.
Wow. She sees Ray. and she is not happy about it. Like right away, it's like, a, what the fuck are you doing here?
I thought you quit the cast.
No.
If I knew you were coming, I would have just fucking stayed and done what I did, was doing.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a two-man show.
Oh.
So I, like, rushed here and, like, almost pulled my hair out.
Well, you said it in the text, I think.
He's all mad at me now. Where the fuck did you come then, bitch?
So where are we picking off?
We're not far in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're just talking about golf. This would have been, it's too bad you had to work, G. This would have been a great stream for you.
It was fun.
Yeah. I worked early. I think I didn't get off until, like, 5:30. And then not only that, it was just like a really tight schedule weekend for me, obviously coming in like whatever. So no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where did all the South American people come in from?
South America.
No. Good shit. No shit, dude. I mean, like, how did they find out? Cause they came in like,
I have no idea, dude.
They were like, Ray, translating duty. And I'm like, all right, hola. What's up, guys?
I don't know. So we had 15 copies. And all of South America showed up and took all our copies.
I don't know.
What do you
happened.
Mean?
They were all, I don't know. They were already gone by the time I came in. At like
one of the guys is still on our DLG. Like, well, I know a couple of them are, but they were.
So
like
we retained one.
Yeah, we got one out of it. Yes,
$175 worth. We got one guy.
Thank you, Vladimir from Colombia or something. I don't remember.
Copy pasta out there, or
I don't know if that's what Sniper did. I don't know.
We promoted it all over the place.
No, but so, the copies, where how did they go so fast? Where did they go?
I don't know.
I think Sniper's selling out of a trunk somewhere.
I know, right?
Hey, psst, come here. You want some? Yeah. You like golf? You like mini golf?
I got that golfing for you, girl. What's up? I got that good.
I thought it was interesting that the developers' names were in red, too. Like, they made their names in red, so yeah, they stood out from everybody else. Yeah, that was cool.
And their balls were...
They had some fancy.
Super luscious.
He had like the German flag trailing on one of them. But
how did that go? How many people showed up?
36.
36 was the highest.
Yep. So not great. I mean, it was fun, but it was fun. Nowhere near the 125.
Yeah. I got to the point where I was just knocking balls out just for the fuck of it. It was super fun. Hey, can you help me? Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But we turned Collision on right after the first game.
That's the thing. We were playing with Collision. And they were still from Germany with their ping rate, still winning.
On a map they had never played before either.
They were like, I don't know how they were doing that, dude.
We weren't
like,
even finishing that map. We were playing the Neon 80s one.
Yeah.
And the time was set at 2.5 minutes. Nobody was even finishing. But
yeah. So
I think they really understand how to use the top view on, and where to, you're supposed to go.
Maybe.
I think they toggle the map view or whatever. I know there's a map view. I never use it
because I don't. It was too hard to get that low. Like there was a because I kind of tried for a little bit and I was waiting until everyone did their shit.
Yeah.
But then I would still fuck up, you know.
Cause yeah. See, that was the trick. They did give us a hint. They said you got to go first.
Yeah.
You got to go quick.
Yeah. Yeah, because I thought they were taking forever, but no, I noticed that they were one of the first ones in. So
yeah.
But it was a good time, and I think. A lot of people that showed up want to do the game night more often, you know, whether it be golf or other games. So maybe we'll commit to doing this at least like twice a month. Or so.
A couple of Australians were like, let's do this way more often. And we're like,
there's
a lot of streamers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We met Lil Bagel, which was helping us out. She has a cool little community. She was really nice. Mm-hmm. And then Jew had his people on there too. And then a couple other people too. Jew for you.
So I'm naturally just going to go right into Quiplash because that's what we got into right after when people started to die down and we got down to 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this game a bunch of times. It's like Cards Against Humanity, but instead of pre-set up cards that are handed to you, you write your own responses. So you get a lot of lame ones, but you also get like things that couldn't be funnier. Like couldn't be set up funnier in Cards Against Humanity. It's like, it's just because it's so specific. Like somebody said something about Ray's farts not letting you sleep. that happened at DLG Con. So it was an inside joke. And everybody laughed. He got all the votes. And if you get all the votes, you get a quiplash for that round. The thing that I wanted to bring up, because we brought this up so many times, I thought everybody's been playing this on Tabletop Simulator. I didn't know that only one person needs to own it.
Yeah.
And all the other 7 people can play it for free on a web browser.
Mm-hmm. I thought that's what we were doing at the DLG.
Yeah, we're doing it on our phones.
Phone. But I thought it was because we were on Wi-Fi or something. I didn't know that you could do it. Yeah, I didn't know you could do it.
No, no. Like, I remember I got Quiplash free in some Humble Bundle or something. And one of the first times on DLG, I was streaming and I brought it up and people were just watching my stream and just signing in, just using the code on top.
So if you're playing from a browser, you only get like a text-based game with no sounds, no frills at all, right?
Yeah.
And even if there's more than eight people, the audience can vote. And they get a smaller vote, but they get a vote, right?
Yeah.
But what I did, what we did was, and fucking Days told us about this, she was streaming on...
On Discord, yeah.
Which has very little delay, maybe 1 second.
Yep.
So if you have them both side by side, you almost get the full effect, which is pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great streaming game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 9 out of 10 on Steam.
Yeah.
$10, I think it's totally worth it.
Yeah. When I streamed it, I think there's a second one though, right? With there's Quiplash too.
There is.
Yeah. I don't.
Someone explained the difference to me once, and there's like one or two little things that are better. Maybe someone will type it out in chat for us. But there's yeah, there's like a small improvement.
Yeah, I remember we played that one, and it was just there was something else that was just like a little bit more fun.
And if you're gonna play it, play with Days because she makes it so much better. She's laughing.
She's
laughing hysterically at everything. And I'm like, this is
some aren't that makes funny. Me happy. But she's just like, oh my god, whales.
That somebody's losing their mind.
Yeah, dude. oh my god, Captain Crunch. It's like it's not that funny.
It's not that funny.
But okay, you're just making me laugh just hearing you laugh. So it's pretty cool.
Oh boy. All right. So who played Temtem?
I played Temtem. I bought Temtem last week. Last night, I think I played like 10 hours straight last night.
Do you remember this one, G?
Yeah, the Pokemon. Isn't Pokemon.
Yeah, so here's the best way to sell Temtem to you guys, because I think everyone should own this.
I really am tempted.
I did
last time. But
So did you not move to LA, or are you just here for the weekend?
So it was all a lie, guys. I just lied to see who liked me and didn't, and no one liked me, so I'm back on the podcast. No. I was moving in with my buddy, and then he needed the room for like a week. Because he's like, well, I need another week. Don't come in first week of February. I'm like, okay. So then second week, I was like, so I'm gonna pay full rent for 1 week of living there because I go to Palm Springs for 2 weeks for work. So like right now, after the podcast, I'm driving straight to Palm Springs and I'm going to work tomorrow morning and up to the 29th. So I was like, all right, so I'll just move in March. So when I come back in March, it's just going to be like, I'm going to come back, go back to LA, look, still try to see if any of the apartments that we looked at, we still are available. If not, then we're just going to keep hunting, and whatever one we like during the first week of March will be like.
Well, the big thing that held you back was your friend being a hoarder.
Yeah, he was a dude.
So he had this friend that
he
saw the apartment when he just moved in, right?
Yeah,
and he was like, "Oh, dude, this is cool."
I'm down. Location's awesome, right on Hollywood Boulevard. I just walk out, and he works there, and he's like, "Dude, if you need a part-time job, you can bar back for me and stuff for now, and then you can bartend later."
So he's assuming that everything's kosher when I can live there for a little bit. And he goes back and it's just fucking...
I couldn't sit down in the fucking living room when he was talking. He sat down. What's up, Ray? And I was just like, bro, can you move your shit from one of these five couches? And there's like three couches. So I can sit down. It's like, oh, it's Ashlyn has all her shit all over the place. And so then when he told me, like, hey, you know...
Dirty too?
No, it wasn't dirty. It's just stuff. Because the roommate left. So they took out all the stuff from her. So everything was everywhere, right? Clutter from the old roommate. And then Ashlyn's stuff too. And then Ashlyn was pushing stuff into that room when he wasn't there, when he was at work. And he's like, why are you doing that? And Ray's moving in. And she's like, oh, I'll take it back out. And she just put it on top of all the couches. Dude, I walked in. Like, it was so... Alana just told me, I'm not going to come visit you when you're here because this is fucking disgusting. And I was just like, damn, okay. Like, I'm fine. I'm a dude. Like, I'll make it work, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to be out there because
you can't make it work without no pussy, though.
Yeah, I know, dude. What the fuck, man? What am I going to do? Fuck Sopo?
Sopo means toad.
Toad, yeah. That's his nickname. His name's Jose. But
Red Run with the biddies. Thanks, buddy.
But,
where were we? Temtem.
Oh, Temtem. Yeah. So, Temtem is Pokemon, guys. It's the graphics from Sword and Shield, pretty much. Got very close to it. It's not the same view, obviously, where, you know, Pokemon Sword and Shield follows you. This one still has the whole original... Well, not original. I guess it's more of, like, the black. The newer Pokemon games on your DS, that's what it looks like with, like...
Cell-shaded 3D
And it's shaded. And it's you and another trainer, and you like, and you can fight together or just you like by yourself. Okay, the thing I don't understand about this game is that they considered it an MMO, but honestly, it's just Pokemon Online. There's nothing MMO-ish about it. Like, there's dungeons, and you can go do your dungeon with your buddy. You guys can co-op, and you use three of your favorite Pokemon and three of her favorite Pokemon, and you just, you know, fight random mobs or actual little mini trainers that are in there. They're called Tamers in this one.
Okay.
And it's a huge... It's like, it's a ripoff of Pokemon characters too. Like
The characters.
Yes.
So kind of like League of Legends and Dota.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. Because their names are super weird, and we don't like. So we're like, oh yeah, that's Flying Pikachu, or that's weird Beedrill or whatever. But like we're
making up your own names.
Making up our own names, but like there's one called Ganky. It's fucking Flying Pikachu. It's a fucking Pikachu that flies and he does electricity. Wow. You know, your three starting characters, like one kind of looks like fucking like Squirtle, but it's made out of crystals instead.
Yeah.
And then you can pick a mind Pokemon that's like kind of like Abra, Kadabra, and Alakazam, but it looks like some weird other dude. But the graphics are neat. They're pretty. It's seriously Pokemon. They're not. There were gyms in Pokemon. Here they're dojos.
Okay.
You know, so you go to different dojos.
So it's the same thing. Everything's got a different name.
Yeah. After you get to a certain point in the story, you get like the surfboard. Now you can go around the water and try to catch, you know, water Temtems. and it's so hard to say Temtem. You still say Pokemon, yeah. I swear, man.
But that said... Is it better than Pokemon games?
It's pretty much everything you ever wanted in a Pokemon game when you were still playing the 3DS version, I'm guess.
Okay.
And now you can play online with your friends, like in where they're running with you, and you show up in the same, you say meeting point, and you can trade, you can do battles.
So there's a hub.
There's no hub. It's just how every Pokemon game has been, where you go to travel to each city, and that city has a gym.
Okay.
Same thing here. There's ways to travel between, like, I think cities. There's continents and cities and stuff too. There's airships and you can surf, and that's all I know right now. And I'm 15 to 20 hours in.
So far you're not selling me on it.
No. Yeah,
when I think of MMOs,
it's not an MMO though. It's considered an MMO. It says
that's what
MMO.
They call themselves.
But it's not an MMO. It's just,
so what's the
term MMO is getting thrown around a lot lately.
Yeah, no, well, this is just Pokemon. It's online. It's just a Pokemon game.
So what's the long-term appeal to this?
What's the long-term appeal to Pokemon? Like, you just keep playing and collecting.
Gotta collect them all.
Collect them all. There's 140 some, I think, 150 right now.
But how can you interact with other players? You can go on dungeons with them?
You can go on dungeons with them with one of your buddies. Just one other.
And then I'm guessing you can also fight other players too.
You can fight. You can, you see someone there, you can interact with them, say hi. They'll say hi back, and you put battle, and they'll say yes, and then you just open up the battle screen. You fight each other. It's like the game is still very early access where you're actually walking around and you see a building, and the building will just say WIP on it. Like, it'll have like a little thing on it, a little, little flyer on it. And,
oh wow.
It's just it's seriously Pokemon, guys. That's all it is. It's Pokemon combined with like Digimon and like,
there's got to be something modern and appealing to it outside of just the art and the newness, because like the fact that you say it's seriously just Pokemon, it just reminds me of Pokemon Red or Pokemon Blue, and nothing has ever appealed to me about Pokemon outside of my childhood. So
yeah,
as an adult, what's appealing to this?
All it is. That's all it is. It's just you get to relive the whole Pokemon thing.
There's never been a Pokemon game on PC, right?
There's never been a Pokemon game. There was a fan-made online version of it, which is kind of what this is. I feel like this is where they got their idea, where they just went, oh, let's grab that Pokemon online game and just actually sell it to PC. Just imitate a lot of the characters from Pokemon because they're fucking identical, dude.
And how many are there?
Like around 150. Okay. A little under. When I opened up the... Not the Pokedex, whatever the fuck it's called here in this game. There was like 147.
Is there any type of social status or
none of that yet?
Stat buffing?
None of that yet. None of that yet.
Again,
you can equip
cosmetics,
things.
Right?
There's cosmetics for your home. Once you get your own home, you can start like making your home all nice and unique to yourself. Some of the Pokemon sometimes you can.
Do they get harder?
The game is hard. I've never had to grind so hard. I feel like when you play Pokemon games, whatever, you know, you get your starter Pokemon, you have him and like three other Pokemon that level up just as high as him, and you just keep going through each city and going to their gym, and whatever you leveled up from there to the next city, to the next gym, that's all you need pretty much to really like beat it. It was never really that hard. This one, last night I had to good 4-hour grind to actually get to I beat the first dojo, and then on my way to the next dojo I just grind, like it was just a grind fest for like 4 hours until like I can actually fight these guys, because they're actually hard. They're actually very hard.
Are there pay to win mechanics?
No pay to win mechanics.
And
that's good.
One thing I wanted to ask you, PvP, does it get you XP?
I haven't tried the PvP. I played the co-op with Dazed.
Yeah.
And that was very fun. You pick your three Pokemon, right? And if her Pokemon die, or Temtems die, then I'm just using mine. But then I can revive hers, and then she can come back and do tactics. I use my potions on her stuff and stuff, which is all like kind of like Pokemon from like, you know, the newer Pokemon. It has all those things. Mm-hmm. This is just the PC version of Pokemon. Something
really well done, right?
But very well done. I think it's very well done. It's very cute. And if you enjoy Pokemon, you'll enjoy this. It's just if you want to just collect Pokemon, level them up, be the strongest fucking guy. There's some stuff you can equip to your Pokemon that help you get, you know, some add to your stats, or some just add little perks to I'll catch more Temtems. You know, equipping a four-leaf clover to your Temtem adds to catching them better.
Mm.
You know, there's little things like that, but you can also use those if you have like your full squad that you like to battle people with.
Are you going to keep playing this, or is it temporary?
Well, I'll talk about it more later, but like I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. I don't have my PC, so GeForce
more
now.
On that later.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool. Bobby.
All right. I played a little game called Aztez. This was actually free on the Epic Game Store, along with Kingdom Come Deliverance, which I've heard is a great game, but didn't have time to get into that. So I wanted to make sure that I played something that I'd be able to play a considerable amount of and get a good idea of what the game was all about within a week. And this game is actually really good, and I would have never have picked up on it if it wasn't for the Epic Game Store giving it away for free. So obviously Aztez, it's based off of old like Aztecs. It is a strategy game combined with a brawler beat 'em up.
I don't see any strategy.
You'll see it later.
It's such a funny name, like Aztez, like Aztec, and then the Gutierrez combined, you know? It's like the Aztez.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they called it that and not just Aztec, but I guess it makes it easier to find in Google.
The EZ is a very common Mexican last name.
Spanish brought it over,
yeah.
So it's almost
Spanish. Yeah, there's a lot of last names end with easy, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah, mine does.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So you'll see, it really shows off a lot of the brawler beat 'em up style here, which kind of looks like One Finger Death Punch, except you're not just clicking the mice. Enemies are coming at you from either side. There's different types of enemies. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, there's this whole meta game of you trying to expand your empire and resist like the invading conquistadors and other threats. And you get these cards that you can play that get rid of events or change things somehow. And you add more areas to your empire. Like it's like a... not a 4X strategy game. The strategy part is kind of toned down, but it really adds a lot to it. The bulk of the game, like the core of this game, is the whole brawler beat 'em up thing. And as far as that goes, like people are very specific about the games that they play when it comes to like fighting games or these brawler beat 'em ups. You've got to have counters, blocks, combos, like little windows where you can hit them. People are very picky about that stuff, and this game has all of that. I'm just terrible at these games. I just kind of smash all the buttons and hope I win.
Whoa.
So,
dude, this reminds me a lot of... So for the first probably 15 years of my gaming life, I always said that ActRaiser was my favorite game. And it's very close to this, where, you know, you played a little bit of the overview, you play a little bit of strategy, and then you go in and you do a 2D... mm-hmm. fighter like this. As far as the looks, it looks a lot like Apothic, I think it is. That's the one where you look like you're playing hieroglyphics. You guys, have you seen that?
It looks almost like a Flash game, too.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
Like, half of it just looks like Stickman. Like, you're right.
Yeah, the animations are pretty simple. Yeah, it's got that black and white with heavy strokes, and then the blood is red, so it really accents the blood. No, we've seen that art style before. 12 is Better Than
12
6.
12 is Better Than 6, yeah.
A few other games have done that, too. Nothing new there.
I like the look.
Again, the fighting
like, blow me away.
Yeah, but the fighting is there. Like, if you really like fighting games or brawler beat 'em ups where you're trying to get combos and do counter attacks and hit those timing windows, like, it definitely nails that. So
the fighting reminds me of Shank.
Yeah. So what's cool about it is that there's different play styles depending on what weapon you use. So the sword is the easiest one to use, and that's what you start out with. I kept trying to make the knife work. The knife has this whole assassin style play where you can like teleport to different areas and you do this like close range attacks and then get out real quick. It's really hard, but it just looks really cool. I couldn't get it to work though.
Are you aiming for points in these? Like the higher the points, or like, cause I've noticed I'm seeing combos times 3 times 4 times 20.
Yeah, you're trying to get high points, but you're also, there's usually if you look in the bottom right corner, it says sacrifice 2 enemies. That's your goal.
Okay.
This too. That's your secondary goal. If you hit the secondary goal, then you get greater benefits from winning this. Now the problem with this game, at least for me, was it's a roguelite. So once you lose, that's it. Game over.
All your progress on your board?
Yeah. You have to completely start over again on a new playthrough. The only thing that you can unlock that persists are cosmetics and weapons. But the weapons don't really count because you always start with just one weapon. So if I unlock the sword or the spear, then next game I could start with one of those.
Yeah.
They do give you...
So it's a roguelike.
A roguelike, yeah. Okay, well later... More on that when we hit the listener questions. One thing that... that I did appreciate about it, though, is that it does give you this little token you can use that says basically immediately step up to like higher level enemies. So if you don't want to, like, if you lose your game and you're like, God, I got to go through that boring first part again, and I'm really good at this game, and it's just like I got to, you know, just grind through it mindlessly. No, you use the coin, boom, all of a sudden the enemies are a lot harder. You're kind of like at the second level of the game, and you can pick up.
You can use that anytime.
Mm-hmm. You can use it on your first turn if you want. So it's a really well-designed game. I was very impressed with it. The roguelike thing kind of killed it for me, but I can't really hold that against the game.
Backgrounds are the toughest part for me. It just looks like I drew the backgrounds.
Yeah, they're pretty generic. They kind of look a little Binding of Isaac, just like very just faint. Like,
yeah.
This game is $20 on Steam. I think it might still be free on Epic.
That seems steep, dude. To me,
it seems extremely steep considering I don't 20? See anything Ooh. Even modern day appealing about this, rather than if you like brawler beat 'em ups. Yeah. Like, does maybe the story is good, but is there a story?
Not really. I mean, the conquistador story. I mean, it tries to work in a little historical stuff.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it combine this with a strategy game. Like, the strategy does add a good part to it. The bulk of it is the brawler beat 'em up, but I thought combining it with strategy was a nice touch.
How much does the beat 'em up affect the strategy?
Oh, it's everything.
It's everything.
Yeah. So you have these warriors that you get. They're the Aztecs. You have these warriors that you get, and you can get more of them. So like right there, he's got three, but one of them's dead. When you lose all of them, you lose the game. So I was up to like maybe four or five. So that means I could do four or five events each turn. And then I was really, really doing well then.
Awesome.
But eventually, you know, the conquistadors come and they were a real pain in the ass, man. I could not beat them. They had guns and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at these games. Like I said, I just kind of button mash until and hopefully I win. But if I had been a little more strategic about it, I'd probably be better at it.
A little bit of history real quick. Mm-hmm. The conquistadors did so well against the Aztecs. So it was something like 200 men versus 400,000, an emperor or 400,000. And you're like, how the fuck could they win? So first of all, Cortez burnt down their ships. So there was no going home. It was either we win or we die.
Mm. Classic Arthas move.
Yep. The other thing he said, you don't take a step without stepping on the body of one of them. They had guns or muskets. They had swords. They had metal. And the Aztecs were still dealing with wood and stone. And they had horses, which the Aztecs had never seen. So they thought they were demons. And they had war dogs that wore armor. And the only dogs that the Aztecs had ever seen were Chihuahuas. So they thought they were fucking demons, dude. Like, so, oh, and they
have
were dying.
Have you seen a Chihuahua, dude?
And they were dying from the smallpox. So all their people are dying. And they.
So the smallpox pandemic.
Yeah.
Actually, Sam had the coolest fucking Chihuahua, and it was tiny.
Oh, dude.
They still bring her up?
They love Tiny more than me, for sure.
Oh, yeah, dude. Tiny was just, like, part of the family. Yeah. It was just, I think he's buried out in the back. She's buried out in the back, I think.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. It's a cute dog.
She's I guess super smart, right?
She was such a smart Chihuahua, dude. She was dope.
Well, since
she would bring me beers.
Since there's a grid in this game, it just reminds me of what I was doing last night, and that was playing. I feel like this week was the week of playing the games I've always played, but getting further in them than I've ever been, and that is really good for me, considering I. I notoriously just never finish my games.
Right.
And so I played Overcooked 2 last night, which was really nice, with a four-man team. It was
four-man.
Yeah, so I went out to dinner.
Online?
No.
Local play?
On the Switch. Sorry. Overcooked 2.
Okay.
Played it with myself, my boyfriend, and his two roommates. And it was cute because by then we were like all full and pretty tipsy. And I took like a quilt and because the controllers wouldn't reach all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a quilt, I put it on the ground. And it's like, it's the gamer quilt. So we're just all sitting on the ground playing co-op. Like the good old days, like the days of our youth, man. And so we made it all the way to World 6.
Damn. In one sitting?
Not in one sitting. Like we had jumped into World 5 something. And then... And you know, for four drunk adults, we did pretty well. And nice. It's funny because when you play co-op games, especially co-op games like this, where it's team-based, but you also have to use a lot of communication.
Yeah.
Like the type of gamer, the type of person you're playing with just shines through.
Yeah.
Like, what I love about Overcooked is that it kind of pins you to switch it up. So you're not always stuck on the same side as one other person. You have to all work together. And the thing about World 6 that just blew my mind outside of the world constantly interchanging, but they, like, did you ever get to the point where you're baking shit?
No.
Yeah, like, baking is in the other game, I believe, but this one here, it was, I was baking cakes, and half of the orders were pancakes, half of them were regular cakes.
Uh-huh.
And then... you either had to finish the cake on the pan or finish it in the oven. And then there was a level where everything was just acid around you and the floor was constantly interchanging and you could slip. So you would finish the cake on one side of the acid. It's ready to be sent, but then you would fall off the ledge and everything that you did completely gone.
Mm.
And then, so you're scrambling, you're tossing. Like there are points where, you're falling into the acid lava right here. That's that map actually right there. And if
so, the ground is changing all the time.
Changing, yeah, and sucking you like. And then, so if you're not tossing, you see how he's tossing the egg. Like you're gonna die with that egg. You're gonna die with that cake. So to get a 3-star was only 340 coins. And when we saw that, we're like, "Ha, that's nothing." Because like the map before, we did over 1,000.
Yeah.
But then, so when we saw 340, we're like, we got this. It's in the bag. We spent an hour on this map and still didn't beat
it. It's all about throwing and catching, huh?
But no, I love it because I feel like I'm kind of loud now. But I love it because it's one of those games where it really does scale the further you get into the game. And not to the point where it's not achievable. It's just that you have to be a lot more creative with you just have to work around the strategy and then you have to actually execute it. So it's a lot of fun. And I definitely appreciate Couch Co-op as much as I usually do. But no, if you haven't played Overcooked recently, if you find yourself like just hanging out with friends and you're like, hey, and they were falling asleep on me, it was pretty late. And like I said, we were all full and pretty drunk. But I was like, guys, we have to play Overcooked.
What time was it when you went to bed?
I went to bed shortly after midnight. But by then I had worked a double clopin, so I was really tired too. But I was like, we gotta do this because no other time or opportunity will present itself.
Fuck
to
yeah!
In the bag.
How much of a difference is there between Overcooked 1 and 2? Like, is it a
well, they have online co-op, which is nice.
But, I mean, now that you have remote play, that doesn't really matter, I suppose. Yeah. But Overcooked 2, I think, really steps it up, kind of for what in ways Chi was just talking about. Like, they really start messing with the environment. You can do sushi, like, there's new...
A sushi restaurant falls into an Italian restaurant, and now you have, like, it fall in the middle of doing your Italian restaurant thing.
And then you have to switch up the recipes.
And then the recipes are, like... Oh, mixed cool. or yeah you gotta yeah. you gotta start mixed, serving two different restaurants
because like, I was asking because I know you can find Overwatch the first one like free in a lot of like they
Overwatch
Overcooked Overwatch sorry Overcooked
well Overcooked is for one is still a fantastic game
yeah so like if you have never played it you can like you can find Overcooked the first one for like
you
very
can play
cheap or
the
free
first
sometimes.
Or second Overcooked and it doesn't make a difference like, yeah, it's more or less so. The same gaming formula it's just more
and both have done well
mm-hmm.
yeah
and both are done
it's just that two has more bells and whistles
I got Overcooked one I got that free on Twitch
I can say with Overcooked one and two I obviously, since it's a couch co-op game, and I respect the couch co-op formula, where it's, unless we're authentically couch co-oping, I'm not going to play it, so I'm not going to just try to find someone online and burn through the story just to do it. It's more about the experience with the people you're with. And so that's why I never made it far in this game, because I'm always playing with brand new newbies. So we're starting from world one over and over and over. And I know I'm not the only one that is that has to deal with that. So it was really nice finally starting from the middle and then pushing past and really challenging not just your own but the people in the same room's gamer ability.
Do we know how many worlds there are?
How many levels?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Worlds.
Six is pretty high.
Six is pretty high. Yeah. I would imagine nine, maybe.
I don't know.
But I don't know. That's a guess. Chi, do me a favor. Next time you have that same setup, try Duck Game. It is so much fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I played that game with you guys.
Yeah.
It's not my because it's not cooperative.
Yeah, but it's not co-op.
It's competitive.
Oh, it's competitive.
That's why I was in a cooperative mood. Mm. And so we could have played Super Smash, but I made them install this game and for us to take it from there. So it's nice because all of them had experience with Overcooked before, but we had never made it as far as we were getting. So that was fun.
We should try to talk to these guys too.
There was definitely the one dude of the group who was just laying sideways, like super drunk, not saying a single word, just kind of moving his controller around.
But he was getting shit done.
But still kind of, you know, not necessarily holding the team back, but still not really helping the team out. Like,
it's like
we'll call him the weakest link.
You'd rather not have him. I'd rather have a bot instead of the guy.
No, it was funny because there was one point in the night where like half of the team had to, like two people had to work together and the other two had to work together in order to get through the map. And like one half had it down pat and the other half was like, what are you guys doing over there, you know? So
Sniper, can we reach out to these guys too, please?
They might be on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to talk to them. All right, moving on.
We should do some couch co-op in here sometime. I'll show up on time early if that's the case.
That's the only way.
So Bobby and I were here with all day ahead of us
Saturday.
He had all day and I was like, hey, let's go play some co-op. He's like, meh, I'd rather go. I was like, all right.
Well, I played some synthetic.
He did. So nice segue there. What do you think before I get into it, Bobby? Because you only played two rounds, but you did better than I had done.
I did all right. It is a difficult game, kind of like, what was that other game I was talking about where there was like, there's just so many buttons to press. Mm-hmm. It was just so much button pressing. So we talked about this last week. It was on the radar. It was that kind of like twin stick shooter, I guess, but definitely want to play this with a keyboard and mouse. It's supposed to be very difficult. Lots of different combinations, classes, all sorts of things that could happen. And it's a roguelike too. So it's like you die and you can level up your characters and make them stronger, but
roguelite.
Okay. But it's...
I still don't get it.
Coming up later, don't worry. We gotta do this once a month, I think.
Yeah, I think you do. I guess I don't remember the difference between a roguelite and a roguelike.
Just games I generally don't play.
This is not my type of game either. But yeah, just so many buttons to press and hard to press too. So there's, you have to, when you reload, you have to press E to eject the clip and R to reload. Now, it's hard to press E when you're also pressing your WASD keys, so you have to stop moving typically.
Dude, you know, not just that, but when your gun jams, you got to hit R over and over and over. Guess what you can't do when you're hitting R? Move right or up. Or I can't, because R takes away my index finger or my pointer.
Mm-hmm. It takes my D away.
Yeah.
I don't like it when you take my D away.
Oh! Take that, Max. So I'm going to be moving my reload and my eject button to my mouse, and I'm going to cheat the system.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this would be so much more efficient if you put these on different keys.
Yeah, but you did like the little bit that you played, right, Bobby? I'm going to just expand on that. First, it's really fucking hard, but not. It rewards you plenty for getting a little bit done. Like, you feel, me and Minnie played co-op today. And this is one of those games where co-op makes the game better. There are some games where you play co-op and it's the same thing, but you're just hanging out with your bud, so it makes it better. This, the game gets better in co-op. First of all, it sends more than double the bad guys at you because it knows that you're better than just one person, right?
Okay.
So like, it was probably at least 3 or 4 times more bad guys. So there's way more action. But if you die, if the other person can stay alive for 25 seconds, you come back in. Mm-hmm. So they're throwing fucking everything at you from the jump, dude. We came in, 8 guys around us. It was like, we died right away.
Was there friendly fire on co-op?
There is friendly fire, yeah. And there's friendly fire against my own things. So I always play the engineer. There's probably 7 classes. I put down my turret. Guess what? Yep. Can't shoot through my turret to shoot the bad guys because I fucking fuck up my own turret. And it just goes on and on. It's all technical. There's so many little intricacies and you're learning this and that and that. It just goes on and on. You get a mod that you don't like. You can recycle it, get some money, go to the shop, buy something new.
So it has like some Risk of Rain going on. With it, in
yeah,
a way.
For sure.
Like top down,
yeah.
It's like a top down Risk of Rain. Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking at it, and that's what I'm seeing. Obviously, not for people.
I love how you say that when, like, the game gets better with another person. Like, you could do the single player. You could make it through, and it's a little bit easier. But then, like, working together and just like half of the fun is in the co-op. I swear, like, this was a co-op week for me for sure. Not just because it was Valentine's Day. I got some time crisis down the line too when it comes to talking about like games I've played forever but never got as far as I did. And we all I wonder if you guys have even gotten as far as I have on time crisis.
Because nothing could defeat love.
Oh my god,
stupid.
So I want to go explain even more about this. So you're getting different guns. They think about them as having like elemental power, so some things are strong against, so there's that, right? Bunch of different guns. They have tiers. You have rarities. Today I got my first godly weapon. And it was godly. Like, I got further than I ever got before. And I got that in the first fucking chest that I opened. So it's just random, right?
Is this like a Enter the Gungeon type of
game? Yeah, that's very similar.
Okay.
But I would say, as far as depth in numbers, it has so much shit to go with it. So there's that, right? So your guns has its own depth. Then your ammo reloading, all of that stuff has its own depth as well, because you have gun jamming, you have the ejecting, you have the reloading. I had a gun that didn't have to eject cartridges, so obviously that was a plus, right? Then now you can turn that off. You're like, fuck this shit, I just want to reload. You can turn that off, but you're going to lose 15% of your XP or 10% of your XP.
Oh, okay.
Gun jamming, you can turn that off, but you're going to lose 10% of all XP.
Oh, if it's too hard.
If it's too hard for you.
You can actually change how the game is played.
Now, I just found this out.
That's pretty insane.
On my last run. So, I clicked on items, and I thought it was just going to show me all the things that I've unlocked so far, which it did. But it gave me a bunch of tokens. It had up arrows, down arrows, and like power tokens. So, items that I really liked, I could put a power token into, and it gives it a buff. If I happen to get that item, it's way more powerful if
I
get it.
That's unique.
Yeah.
Have you seen that in another game before?
No, I haven't.
And
I then
like that.
The down arrows make them spawn less, so you're not going to see them as often. And the up arrows make them spawn more. So you see things, you're playing through, you're finding out things that you like. You can start modifying the game to suit your play style. I've seen tons of things like this in other games. You can modify the game. Mm-hmm. I never liked to because I don't know. I always was like, mm-hmm. no, I'm going to play it how the devs wanted to.
Same way.
But in this game, it definitely feels like a new feature, unlike all the other games that did
That's
it before.
Cool.
It makes me enjoy it more. Like, I was like, I love this thing. I love this thing. I have never used that thing. I don't like that thing. So I was, you know, modifying the game and. Yeah, man. I mean, aesthetically, it's not a like blow your hair back.
Thing. It looks like a '90s cute. Arcade game.
Yeah. But no, it is. There's adorable. So much to do in this game. I mean, you can pick up what three guns?
Three guns total. Yeah,
three guns plus you pick up a bunch of gadgets. So you're hitting like 1, 2, 3, 4. You're hitting like ZX.
Oh, that was honestly, the other thing I wanted.
Honestly, with the graphics, it's justifiable because it's bright. There are clean lines. It uses the Fortnite font. So it's a modernized type of, it does. I feel like it's a modernized type of, I mean, it looks better than, what's that one game?
Estes. Valve.
Yeah, it does, actually. It looks cleaner and more refined than that. But it's that
it
one
like
game. It looks better
me.
Than,
Los Estes.
Starts with an S. It's not Synergy, is it? What am I thinking
Synergy?
Of? It's not Synergy. It doesn't start with an S. Sorry.
Wait,
it's
again?
It's the dual stick Valve game with Ooh. The classes and the aliens.
Oh.
Alien Swarm? No.
Alien Swarm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It kind of almost looks just as good, if not. It's like a bright, mechy Alien Swarm. That's
there
what
you go.
I see.
Yeah. It looks a lot like
with
like
a lot of corridors.
Yeah. BattleTech kind of artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Bobby, I'm glad you brought it up about all the buttons. So, Minnie was like, what's it like? And I was like, oh, dude, there's so many buttons to push. There's no way you'll ever be bored playing this game. Because there's just so much to do. And
it keeps you on edge.
Yeah, it keeps you on edge.
Good.
And, man, when it gets hairy, it gets so hairy. And I'll fucking admit, there was like 3-4 times where I just froze. Because there's so many things that you can do. I was like, meh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I just died. But
this would be really good because, speaking of co-op, this is going to go on my list of games to play, especially with my brothers.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm going home next week. And
it doesn't have
local
co-op, though.
The fuck? It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Her face was gold right there.
But anyways,
that was a real reaction.
Like, co-op is, like, it's co-op February. Really?
Co-op February?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's Synthetic with a K, Legion Rising. But I do want to end on this. Minnie was like, what's it like? And I said, dude, my fingers are dancing across the keyboard. And then I realized they're not dancing. I haven't learned to dance yet.
Bless you.
But once I get good at this game, they will be dancing. Like, if so, it's almost like,
yeah.
If you, I would imagine somebody super good at this, it's like watching somebody play the piano. Cause it's
or
just
someone
like,
play Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the dance?
Not,
have you seen?
I
love how
up.
People put their the camera on their keyboard and everything. I know you hate Fortnite, right. But you've seen how
seems more like a StarCraft thing. To me. People,
really cool.
People flying their fingers across keyboards. That always reminds me of StarCraft.
Is it Enter the Gungeon Heart? Yeah, I would say about the same.
Did you beat that boss? Because I did really well, and then I got to that boss and just instantly died.
Me and Minnie got 3 bosses deep.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
It's fun progressing, like, especially for a roguelite.
Yep.
That it's nice getting
She
her.
Obviously has a full concept of it. Take that, Bobby. You've been off all night, dude. Talk to me about Sonic the Hedgehog, Bobby.
Okay,
did
so
you watch
I saw it?
It,
yeah.
Gross.
I saw Sonic the
I'm
Hedgehog.
Just kidding. I'm excited to hear about it.
Wow. Okay, so I kind of misjudged this movie. So I went in and I'm like, wow, a lot of kids in here. like kids age 5 to 10, a lot of kids and their moms, you know, just like Bobby, 80% kids.
Who are you that you thought that wasn't the case?
I thought, well, based on the internet outrage, I thought it was going to be a bunch of fat, smelly nerds in here.
No, dude, it is a thing. Like, whenever it's a video game movie and you go, like, in the first week, it's normally a bunch of fucking 30, 40-year-olds. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I went the day after this opened. Now, the only experience I can compare this to was when I saw the second Wreck-It Ralph movie. Same thing. Just like...
kids.
Bunch of kids. And it's so weird watching in that environment because these are young kids who are just learning how their mouth works. So they're just like repeating everything they hear on screen and just making nonsensical noises like throughout the entire movie. I mean, whatever. I don't care. Like, I love going to the theater. I love being part of the community and like
Bobby was dying.
whatever happens, you know. Like, it was fun.
Gyros and bebops are popping.
And you're serious. Oh, Mom, I want to go play Fortnite.
No,
do you think Detective Pikachu was also targeted at a younger crowd?
I went premiere night, and it was just all adults, all fucking 30, 40-year-olds. There was
premiere, like you were in we L.A. saw, and saw the premiere?
Yeah, no, walked in, red carpet. No, bro, I mean like premiere night.
Okay, well, premiere means, right? Doesn't premiere mean
okay.
The first.
All right. Yeah. So never mind. The first day it was released.
There you go.
There was a red carpet at AMC.
So yeah, that was a little weird, but it's kind of nice because Jim Carrey was just Jim Carrey in this film. Like, it was such a return to form for him, and he doesn't even look that much older in this movie.
He doesn't.
But just to hear the kids, like these little kids laughing at Jim Carrey, I'm like, that felt good for me.
Jim Carrey was my cousin's very first crush. So she was a 8-9-year-old girl, and she was in love with Jim Carrey. So really? I can see that, kids loving him.
I think about 90s Jim Carrey, and I just see him talking out of his ass.
Like. Yeah, well, he's just so animated, you know?
Yeah.
And he's a perfect match for this movie, because obviously, how are you going to compete with Sonic? How are you going to share the screen with him? You're going to need somebody who's like a larger-than-life animated character.
Human cartoon.
I mean, I don't recall Sonic having cartoon. The best personality, so you might as well stick some in there.
Right, Bobby?
What's that?
He's a human cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just all over the place. And even at his age, he still brings that out. And despite what's happened to him in his life, too, he's had like a pretty rough run there. But, you know, he still comes on screen and he like does his thing. And so that was really cool.
Have you seen that, Bobby? What's up there? That? Top exclusive interview when he turns into the Grinch?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's pretty fucking great.
You know, they have in talks right now, Pet Detective 3.
Mm-hmm.
Ace Ventura.
Yikes.
That'll be sick. Dude, that'll be funny.
So what's your actual review of the movie, though?
I mean, it's a great kids movie, but it's totally a kids movie.
I heard that, surprisingly, not just from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, it's really a kids movie.
If you think about it, there's not like...
Why do you think that happened?
You're not really expecting a crazy, amazing story from it. It's Sonic, you know? It's like, it's kind of like Mario. You're not expecting a crazy... Well,
but then with such a... Okay.
Maybe.
You know Mario, what? But. My argument on that is there is no... like detailed backstory on Sonic. I think if you had the ability to stretch anything, it would be him. I mean, look at the X-Men series. Like, they've twisted freaking Wolverine, you know, 100 times over, and then created Logan. So it's like, that's the thing. It's like, you have a foundation there and you want to twist it. You can twist it into whatever you want.
I don't think Sonic. Okay. So I understand.
Were there at least little animals being captured?
The chows?
Like no.
The chows or whatever,
you know,
the little birds?
When you like beat up Dr. Robotnik.
The little animals jump out?
Yeah, Robotnik.
Yeah. They jump out.
Yeah.
So they were kind of setting the movie up for a sequel where it seemed like that would happen. And then at the end, Jim Carrey gets banished to like this other realm where his head is bald and he's got the big mustache. So he looks like the Eggman. But this movie is for kids. Like, it is just like... It's not deep at all. It's straight up like, oh, I dropped this thing. Well, let's spend an hour finding it.
I don't think I was expecting deep.
I really was. And I wasn't expecting it. Like, that's what I wanted. No, I didn't care. I was just going to like, hey, let's check it out. Let's see what's going on. Like, I had no expectations of this movie. But I was assuming, because of the outrage over him not looking correct, that it was going to be a bunch of internet nerds.
Because he looked ugly, dude.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't even really have known.
All those people complaining are probably torrenting it.
Probably. Yeah. Because I didn't realize that this was like, and it's probably the right call. They targeted like a really young age group. Like this movie is for, this is like Frozen level type of like storytelling.
Here's my theory on that.
I love Frozen.
So they were going for, they were going for the kids, but I think the moms are going to have like a brand recognition.
Yeah.
Recognizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. So they're going to be like, oh, Sonic the Hedgehog. I know that's a thing.
Okay. There
and
was
the
a
kids
little...
are like, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, that's what
you know,
it is.
They have. They have, okay. Who saw the movie, guys? Who saw the movie?
No.
I'm talking like, about the marketing.
Yeah,
I know.
Because like Alana knows Sonic because her brother played Sonic the Hedgehog, right?
Yeah. And well, so, they do that with a lot of kids' movies.
So she's thinking like, I'm gonna take Gia to it because she's gonna love it because kids love Sonic the Hedgehog, and that's what you walked into. Moms bringing their kids to see Sonic the Hedgehog.
They do that with a lot of that, but there wasn't any like Pixar level jokes where just the adults were laughing.
Okay.
There were maybe some, like they made a like Dwayne the Rock Johnson joke or something, and some of the adults got it. There was actually one joke that like only I laughed at. Like seriously, the whole dude, like the theater,
but it was like binary.
There's like
or
a
something.
Fart joke and like brings the house down. All the kids are just roaring laughing. And then there was like one joke, and I can't remember what it was. But it was like
beep, boop, bop, boop.
It was a Vin Diesel joke about like Fast and Furious. He was doing an impression of Vin Diesel, and I was like, "Oh, that's funny."
Let's go around, or maybe he said, "I live my life 1 second at a time," or whatever.
It was like something about being family. But I don't know. I wasn't expecting such a kid's movie out of this, though, which is fine, you know, whatever. But either way, I think that was the right call because it's insanely successful. This is the most successful video game movie opening weekend ever. It is President's Day weekend, so they get an extra day, I think, but 57 million. Now, that's keep in mind, that is video game movies based on a video game. This is not counting Jumanji or, you know, games or movies that that are somehow related to video games.
Wait,
or video
game.
That's more than Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess
so. I would imagine it made more than Pikachu.
Was Pokemon a TV series first or a video game?
I don't know.
But Pokemon was the card game
first. Yeah. Have you ever been in a theater and you were the only one that laughed at a joke?
No way. What was the egg or the chicken Pokemon? Pikachu
definitely
or Pokeball?
So I played the card game.
For sure.
No.
I played the card game before there was even a cartoon in the U.S.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes, 100.
Can you verify?
How about we ask the country of
Japan?
Up. Yeah.
Hello, Siri. Get Japan on the line.
Yeah. Phoning Japan. Phone a friend.
Have you ever been in a theater and you were the only person that laughed at a certain joke? And can you remember what it was?
I remember making comments and being the only person talking about.
Yeah,
I know,
I'm not an
asshole. I know, I get shushed a lot, but not like.
I make
a lot of commentary when it comes to movies because I like going to movies where you. Sometimes I shut up, most times I don't. I'm one of those.
You know, the franchise began
with
Pokemon Red and Green. That was the original. It was a game. It was a Game Boy game, originally.
It was a game.
Yeah, that was my guess.
Before the card game?
Before, it was Pokemon Red and Green. We had Red and Blue.
The Game Boy was the first.
Yeah.
So the game came out in Japan. Everyone's playing Red and Green version because we're playing Blue, right? And then the card came afterwards. But the card game hit here first.
And then the TV series was only after all of that?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so.
Ray, have you ever been in a theater and you were the only person that laughed out loud at a joke?
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, I don't remember, dude. It's happened a lot of times.
Yeah, I don't think that's that too rare of a thing. I mean, I've been to movie theaters where I'm the only person in a theater. So.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah,
I love those days.
Especially when you're 14 and with your date. Ooh, went down there and it was amazing.
Well, I asked everybody so I could tell my joke.
No,
or my story. Planet Terror. The zombie outbreak was about to start, and this guy, he's like, "Doctor, I think I'm sick." And his tongue comes out, and it's warty and nasty.
Gross.
And pus everywhere. And the doctor grabs it, like grabs this big pustule.
Gross.
And squeezes it, and it shoots in his eye.
Ew.
And I fucking lose it, right? I'm laughing so hard. Nobody's laughing, dude.
That's disgusting.
Like, disgusting. Yeah.
Find it, Bobby.
Find what?
Planet Terror.
No, let's not watch it. Yeah. No, we're not doing that.
Oh, come on.
That's probably not on YouTube anyway.
I bet it is.
It probably is.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how much money this movie makes, but I'm just still surprised. I think there was one other guy there, one other sweaty nerd that was there at the theater. But other than that, all kids. It was like going to, it was like seeing Frozen 2.
Kids and pedophiles, great.
I'd rather watch movies with kids than old people, though. Old people are the worst movie goers.
Why are they quiet, though, right?
You know what? Maybe they're not. They answer their phones in the theater. Like, they don't. I'm like, what fucking planet are you from, dude?
Yeah, they do.
Like, you answer your phone.
I've been next to a guy who went, yo. Yeah, what's up?
It rings, like, super loud, and you're like, oh, man, I bet that person's embarrassed. I bet they're hurrying to quiet their phone. Hello? Oh, no, I'm in a movie theater right now. Yeah, no, I can't talk right now. I'm in a movie theater. Like, are you serious, dude? Like, oh, my God. I've only seen that happen when I'm in a seeing like some old movie where it's a bunch of old people.
Yeah,
yeah. They should
tell you something about the movies you're watching, Bobby.
I don't know. Well, I am going to movies with like 90% little kids too. So that those are, I don't know.
I bet somebody's signing up Bobby's to go upset. See Sonic. I mean, go I see go the kids, Sonic. Not Sonic.
Escape from Tarkov.
Tarkov. Have you guys talked about Tarkov before?
Yeah, we all bought it. We all played it. Nobody knew how to explain it.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys all bought Tarkov?
No, we bought it. We explained it pretty well. This is the only game I ever wanted a refund from.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like these kind of games.
They've really upgraded it. From what I understand, it's actually more of a complete game.
I can do Tarkov, or I can do Bleeding Edge. I played a bunch of Bleeding Edge.
I played Tarkov before. It felt more complete than DayZ.
So, I don't know what state of the game you guys played, but...
Early.
Like day one.
Right now, Tarkov is like... Not the like it's huge on
we were there on premiere night.
Oh, okay. Red carpet, bitch. But so right now it's huge on Twitch. It's like the biggest streamers, and also on Mixer too, because like even like I think Ninja was playing this shit for a little bit, but the Doc is playing this, Summit's playing this, Shroud's playing this, and they're loving it. But this one thing about this game I need to just like straight up is if you do not enjoy difficulty when it comes to a first-person shooter, and if you don't mind losing, fuck, dude, like $500,000 worth of equipment in one run just because, you know, you fucked up for like a little second, this game is not for you. Like, this game is honestly the hardest game I've ever played in my life. And if you were ever to... And here's the worst part. I recommend if you start playing this game... You play by yourself and not with someone else, but then that makes it super fucking hard. The learning curve is incredibly fucking steep. And every little thing matters in this game, from the ammo type to your Kevlar, to the way you walk, to the way you crouch, to the way you aim, to the way you build your guns from scratch. I think this is one of the hardest games to probably review, to be honest. There's so much in this game that it's just, I feel like it's impossible to really hit every point. But this is ultimately a battle royale with bots and real people. I think that's the main thing about this game. The end game...
The bots. Where do the bots come in?
The bots are the scavs.
So you have
the I think it's USMC or US something...
Oh, the people you shoot and kill just the randomly? People, they're already... Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the scavs. Okay. But then again... You can.
They were mostly dead whenever I came across one of those. Like, it was mostly just people. Not
but you
NPC.
Could be a scav too. So the game has a cooldown window where you have your main character, which is the one you use. But you can use every time, right? You can use it every. You just, you know, if you have a bunch of items, you just bring it in, and you just load. You do your loadout from your Kevlar, your helmet, your glasses, your actual weapon. Every single part of your weapon is buildable. There's so much in this game. It's ridiculous. You have your loadout. You go in. You die. You lose it all. You go out through one of the many exits that each map has. You get to save everything, and you get to keep... You get
whatever
money.
You picked up.
And all the other stuff you picked up.
Yeah.
There's also insurance that helps you, you know, not pick it up. I mean, not lose it. As long as it doesn't get picked up. Like, if I get killed and I have insurance on everything, and the guy never comes and loots my body, then I get to keep everything. Mm. What a lot of people do is when they're dying, let's say they get hit and I'm going to eventually die, and I insured it, so they start dropping stuff all over the map. And then when the guy comes to your body, he only finds a pistol. Mm. But you dropped everything behind you and died somewhere else. So that like,
this guy's a fucking pinata.
Yeah,
like, all this shit around them.
But so this game's a battle royale. Each map is it's like, you know, it's the number of players in it from, you know, from there's small maps where it's just 4 to 6 players, I think, or 4 to 8.
But it's not battle royale because you don't have to kill everyone in order to win. You basically make it to the safe point. Do you not?
You don't. You know, but it's.
What do you mean you don't?
I mean.
You don't make it to the safe point, or you don't kill everyone.
It really is for me. It is a battle royale for me because but there's no winner. The winner is just the way you make. You know.
So how is it a battle royale without a chicken dinner?
Because everyone's fighting against each other. Only that there's no like the winner. It's like I don't like if I end up killing everyone on the map, scavs still keep respawning regardless.
Mm-hmm. And you can't tell the difference between scavs and players.
No, you can't. Like you can and you can't. Like scavs,
the way they move.
Yeah, the way they move. Well, when it comes to I've been a scav and just walked behind another scav and just walked together, and I'll see real players like. You know, because you can tell the way they move, like their movement.
Why wouldn't you kill a scav, though?
Huh? Because if you don't kill the scav, because the moment you kill the scav, then all the scavs start attacking you. And now you can blend in with the scavs and just only kill real players, steal their shit, and walk the fuck out and steal their stuff.
So the big difference. So you could just start and just run to the exit, but then you wouldn't gain anything.
You wouldn't get anything, yeah.
The reason you're there is to kill.
Is to kill.
And gain.
You have to make sure you kill everyone in there.
Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
You can kill one person.
You can kill one person and run the fuck out.
And run out.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. I've come in as a scab, and all I needed was just like some helmet and stuff so I can play with my character. I walked in, killed like three, four, five scabs.
I was going to ask you.
And then ran the fuck out.
If you play as a scab and you get items.
A scab has a cooldown for 20 minutes.
Okay, but let's say you play as a scab.
Mm-hmm.
Those items go to your main?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. At no risk to you.
At no risk to you, yeah.
But you have to start with what?
You start with whatever the scav starts with. It's a random generated scav. So a scav might just have a pistol. Well, they normally don't.
As a scav, can you kill a? You could kill a PC player though. Yeah,
you can. You totally can. Like I've had a good little scav run on a small map, which is just like a 4 to 6 people map. I just go in, start as a scav with a shotgun, walk up behind scavs that have good, like you walk up and you like scope out the scavs. You're like, all right, no, not that guy. I'm not gonna fight that guy. This guy has really good shit. Walk up behind him, shotgun blast to the back of the head.
I never really did all of that. I wonder if that's more...
No, this game...
If that's more recent. Because I feel like what I was playing was just hopping into maps. I remember seeing dead bodies around. Maybe those were scavs.
Yeah.
But they weren't actually alive.
Yeah.
They were basically naked bodies all over the place.
Whatever they didn't want.
And then I would just make it to the end point, and there weren't enough people for me to even be in a gunfight.
Oh, no. This is like...
Do they call themselves a battle royale? Because I don't think this is a battle royale. It's not,
no. When it came out, that was the whole thing.
I feel like the equation in terms of
they started saying it was a battle royale in a way.
Yeah,
it's
hard to sell
this game. It was like a different kind of battle royale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to say... The reason this game is both very hard is just... you need to take into account even your bullets. Mm. Like the range of like outfits you can wear, like body armor, like your actual body armor to like the actual more gear you can have on top of you, together with everything you carry. Playing Tetris pretty much on your inventory to fit stuff in because your stash is only so big. But I think knowing your weapons, knowing your ammo, knowing what mods go on each of one of your guns, you need to know that because there's, let's say when it comes to armor, there's like 6 levels of armor, 1 through 6, 6 being like only 7.62 bullets from certain guns will penetrate that armor and actually do damage.
Damn.
So you can come in with your M4 super modded and like really good like level 4 armor and you see this guy just fucking $1 million like geared out and you'll shoot the fuck out of him like and like he'll be like, oh, okay bro, fuck. Yeah. One shot to you, you're fucked.
That's nice because loot will build up your character.
Yeah.
And it's rewarding to have the better loot.
But that said,
which
if
is
you
great
do
for
die,
MMOs.
If you do die,
you
lose
everything you were on that was on you. Unless you insured it and the guy never grabs it from you. But if a guy sees you with amazing fucking armor, he's chasing your ass. Mm-hmm. If he knows he has the bullets to fuck up your level 5 or level 6.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly everyone is like around level 4 armor unless you go to like the higher. Because depending on the level that you pick, it's normally harder enemies. Like, you know, like once you're like your gears, once you're walking into gear that's like over 500K gear, then you're doing like the harder levels but have more... you know, when you're actually looting around the maps, you find really cool shit. Mm-hmm. You find higher level gear. So you start working your way up there. And let's say you're doing great and you're getting all this gear and you're playing the harder, like way harder levels. And then you end up dying and dying and dying and dying. And you just lose all your shit and you're back. I'm fucking playing like the basic ass levels and starting
Except
all over.
You have your experience.
Speaking
of actual real battle royales, though, I actually got into the new Apex Legends update.
Oh,
so they have a 2.0? Brand. Yeah, they or have. Well,
season four. They had a new character.
They added a new character and also a brand new freaking map, and it's beautiful.
It's like, so I was when I was playing Apex and I was telling Daniel, like, I didn't play much of season three. How much did the map change from season three to season four?
Or is this I haven't played since they launched that one Razzle Dazzle girl, the blonde with the
French girl with the electric things, Watts.
Watts, yeah. I really hadn't played in a long time, so I don't know if this is because of this new season, this map. I think it is. I think it is a brand new map for season four. Because when I was playing with my brother, he was like, everyone doesn't know this map because it's literally the first day or something.
It's like a Frozen City,
new update.
It's really nice. It's really cool.
It's actually really cool. There are some cool environmental things. Like I was in a gunfight and I walked over a geyser and the geyser just shot me up. And had me flying. Good thing I had forgotten there was no fall damage, but I was really worried for a split second. Played this, put a couple matches, maybe three, four, got one chicken dinner. It's more or less the same Apex that you originally
know and love.
Liked. I loved Apex. I don't know what you're talking about. I just got burnt out, especially with like the hackers and whatnot. But like coming back in, I didn't really feel like there was an extraordinary, like I didn't feel like there was no way to win. I felt like I was actually playing against other players, maybe because it was the launch of the update. Who's the new character anyways? I didn't get to play whoever it was. Him. Him, the dude with, okay, I played it. Don't remember much. Watched his intro. He's pretty badass. Can we look up his name?
Hey, he looks like a skeleton.
He's an
robot.
Assassin. Yeah, I forgot what his name is. Revenant. So more or less, he's an assassin that still thinks he's human or something. And what he does some really cool shit. But I didn't actually play with him. Play as him. They call him Revenant, the synthetic nightmare. And what he does is that he has this one death totem. When he drops it, as long as you're like, you return to the totem, so it's like an instant revive if you die within a certain time window.
Yeah,
and then, which is really cool.
You get a save point.
Yeah, pretty much. So like, you come in, Remnant drops it. You have to access it real quick. It takes like a second,
and it only lasts for a minute or two, or 2 minutes.
And it's still pretty good.
And if you die during that time, you just revive right there on the totem.
So you drop it, get wild.
Yeah,
it's pretty OP for Inner Circle, and that was virtually the only real time that my teammate used it. And when he did use it, unfortunately, it wasn't. It wasn't early enough, late enough to be relevant for a gunfight.
Yeah,
but I could see how it is. How it's pretty OP.
I won. We won some just because of that. Like where we died.
What if somebody shoots the crystal?
I think it destroys. You can destroy the
totem. But you don't die.
No.
Okay.
No, you could totally destroy the
totem. That sounds pretty fucking good.
It's a really cool. It's a really cool. It honestly, I feel like this character is a little better than the last one. His name was Cryptic or whatever. Crypto?
I believe, yeah.
But Crypto, I think Crypto's only cool move was just picking up banners from people when they die. But this guy is actually really cool. I feel like they needed a character like this because everyone's playing this guy. Everyone and their mom is playing this guy because he looks cool as fuck. Yeah. And then his skins, he has like some like...
He's like if they fix Pathfinder's friggin' hitbox.
Yeah, seriously.
like a...
but this guy looks really neat. Little... I feel like that totem's a little OP, especially like in the last circle. Mm-hmm. But it's really neat. Apex is killing it. They had a new gun, the sniper rifle, which is like, it's all right. I'd rather use the longbow than this one. But it's got more strength. in the new sniper rifle.
Yeah. So since it's been a while since I've played it, going back to it, it was actually really, especially with the new map, it was fun. It was refreshing. It was like, ooh, what's this? I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
But then, like, team fights still, I still felt really confident in team fights.
Yeah.
I still was able to utilize the stuff that I didn't understand how to use. And I was playing... I was playing fucking girl with the buns. Like, obviously it's been long enough.
Lifeline
where I don't remember jack shit about like the names of the callouts. Yeah, but when I'm playing it, like I know enough to make it to inner circle or in a win.
So Danny, so like whenever I told, oh dude, shields down, which character? The big guy with the goggles. That guy.
Yeah, no, but like, so it's nice because like I jumped in, I don't remember the names, but I like, you know, my reflexes remember, like my battleground instincts remember. So it was like, if you haven't loaded it up, just drop in for a couple games with a couple new friends. There's enough new shit.
Yeah, there
and,
is.
And hopefully a lot less hackers to really ruin your experience.
I thought I played good 2 weeks nonstop, and it was just fun. With the new one. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, since it's like before it started with the new season, and
I hope so. We gave a game of the year.
It's fun,
so.
And it's still a great game. Yeah. Especially if you're playing Modern Warfare right now, and you want a battle royale before the actual battle royale comes out in Modern Warfare. This the same mechanics when it comes to the shooting in this game,
and it's free.
And it's free. It's fucking free. It's
are we boring you, Chi?
No.
All right.
It's one of those games where, too, if someone's like, oh, I want to play with you. What are we going to play? It's like, I wouldn't play any other game with you, but I'd play Apex with you. I wouldn't play CS with you. I'd play Apex with you.
So, would it be fair for me to say Lifeline has your body? I think you guys have the exact same body.
Lifeline?
Lifeline and I?
Yeah.
No.
No, she's a lot more fit than me. But she's got those big pants. Who knows what her legs actually look like? I like, that's pants. Basically it.
I think that's... pretty much
no true. Like
it's like a black you
and this no? game kind of makes me think a little bit about
it's a compliment
I play
oh yeah no she's like I no like I think she's more fit than me so yeah that's cool.
I'm just gonna do like a quick little thing on Bleeding Edge.
Oh, I thought you were gonna start singing or something.
I'll do a quick little tune for you guys. Bleeding Edge had a beta this weekend, and we spoke about this on the podcast before. Yeah. Well, it's Xbox Game Pass.
Okay.
So as long as you pay that $4.99 on Xbox Game Pass for PC, you can play
it's
this game.
Overwatch-esque?
So this game Melee. Is fucking Overwatch with Melee, and I had so much fun playing this. It was ridiculous. I was having... I would jump in and out of the golf thing because I wanted to play more Bleeding Edge before the beta ended this weekend.
I would be annoyed by the whole Melee only thing.
It's fun. The game modes they have in this game is fun for what it's like. It's not just team deathmatch. It's for this beta, they had capture the points where, you know, A, B, and C, and they would come available during like for a little while. And then disappear, and you can only get points when they're available. And then they have capture the nodes in a way. You destroy nodes, bless you. And they drop cells. You pick up those cells. You deposit them into whatever part of the map it lets you deposit them in. And whoever gets to 50 first wins. Or when it's the other mode where you just, you know, like domination, where you just, you know, go to the points and have your team there and make sure it's lit for your color. Whoever gets to 600 first wins. That's all they had in the beta. They had all the characters and have all the skins. But this feels a lot like a Melee version of Overwatch. I was playing this guy called... oh, my God. I forgot his name. He was pretty much Mercy. It's he had a pistol. That was it. And you just constantly fed your beam just to be healing the tank, pretty much, or all your other party members. They all have superpowers. You can pick... they all have supers. And each one has two supers, so you get to pick whatever's better for you. So my guy was called a cool guy or something. I forgot his name. I was trying to find his name right now. But Zero Cool. That's the guy I use. It's a guy lounging in a chair, and he has two arcade guns. And his superpower was a one-up. So let's say you're healing your tank constantly. Like you're pretty much Mercy, healing your tank, and then you throw a one-up on him, and the moment he dies, he gets revived instantly. So, like, that actually adds a little bit of, like, I don't know, like, it helped me out in a couple battles where I just needed my tank to be alive for, like, 10 more seconds, and we would kill everyone, and that one-up just, you know, boom, you know, that was it. you know, Zero Cool also has a move where he turns on an extra shield and everyone's protected for longer. So everyone will just survive longer and it adds a shield to them. But all their characters are really cool. I used another one. I used one of the tanks called El Bastardo. And this guy's just a, you can actually watch him right now on the stream. It's just a guy with two fucking machetes and just constant combos after combos. Can take a lot of damage. His moves are like a spin attack. And then his super move was just a really strong, like, you know, machete type thing.
So let's say there is a 5v5. How does that fucking look?
It's 4 versus 4. All these
4v4.
Games are
4v4. How does that freaking look? Because especially with melee only, it makes me feel like numbers always win the battle.
So the battles, so would all the battles
fire,
we won.
Like 4v4, it's focus fire.
So we were winning a lot of battles because, first of all, I feel like everyone wanted to use the tanks or just the attack people. That's all they wanted to use. So I was one of the very few support. There's three support characters, three tank, and then like five or six or seven of like, you know, random melee stuff or, you know. And most of the battles were just everyone goes, for instance, let's say it's
for the support.
It's like, yeah, a lot of them did not have support. And I was just, you know, our teams were destroying everyone because we were doing a great job because like I was healing them and we were just lasting longer than everyone. But all the battles kind of maintain themselves in the nodes where you have to deliver either the cells or just, you know, touch it so you can, like, battles kind of stay there. As long as you stay with your whole team and you had a nice, well-balanced team, you were fine. So it's just kind of like Overwatch.
My question is, why is the biggest person on the map got the least amount of clothes on? I think last time I covered Junkrat on wheels, but I actually meant Roadhog on wheels.
Yeah.
Generally, that's how this podcast goes. I'm usually like in shorts. And no shoes.
But Bleeding Edge is really cool. From what we got to play in the beta this weekend, you know, like there was four maps, and it's I was having a lot of fun playing this.
I think what makes Overwatch, that was some of the uniqueness from Overwatch, is like the mobility, right?
Yeah.
You go up on the whatever. You go on top of the buildings. You can snipe from there.
Mm-hmm.
You can climb up walls. Mm-hmm. You can zip line, all that stuff. You probably have all that stuff here, but since it's a melee-focused game, I feel like at the end of the day, it's just like a big clusterfuck in the middle.
So there are mods. All your characters can pick three mods.
I feel like it's legit just running away. But like with a shooter, you can run away and still kind of hold your ass.
So I played support. That's all I played. The tank, I played probably two games of tank, but I love the support. And my mods were actually my beam, like 15 yards, 25 yards further than normal. So you add that mod to your guy.
Okay.
Another one was like do 15% more heals. Okay. Than the regular one. Another one was like do more damage with your pistol, which actually my pistol was a piece of shit.
Right.
Like my role in this game was just keeping on the tank, healing the other guys when they're getting low too. Although, you know, all the other ones just trying to do damage.
You're saying I don't have the same body type as Buttercup?
No, you don't. You don't. And
maybe at that angle I do.
Yeah, that angle. Damn. And ass up, face down. That's the way.
Okay. But my guy had more agility. Like, for instance, there's the dodge feature is huge in this game because these are melee combos. 1-2-3-4 combo. 1-2-3-4 combo. So you have to use your dodge a lot. And, you know, it lets you dodge, depending on your character, from 2 to 3 times because you have a dodge meter. But my character had an ability where it wastes the dodge, like it wastes one part of the dodge meter if I double jump. I was the only one to double jump and get on ledges where for that guy to get on that ledge.
You can heal from up there?
Yeah. My guy's passive is as long as you don't do shit for like 2 seconds, you start regaining your health. So I would just double jump onto something where there was no jumps for anyone to hit me with. And, you know, no one's shooting at me.
Yeah.
Well, there's one guy that has like a minigun.
Sounds like Mercy is what.
Yeah. I use Mercy pretty much.
Okay.
And but the game was fun, man. The game's super fun. I see a lot of potential in this game. Like once it's fully released with all the skins, all this shit.
This person, yeah. From right now, from like what I can see, it really does seem like a numbers, like a gangbang.
It is a gangbang.
Yeah.
You get like
2v1, you win. 3v1, you win.
Yeah, but like there's a lot of strategies. Like I. I thought, like, I'm going to get my ass kicked all the time because my health is fucking low. I can barely defend myself. But the moves they give me and the way the maps are, like, distributed.
You get a kite everywhere?
I'm able to, like, there'll always be one guy, like, oh, healer, fuck, and they target me. I'm able to put a wall in front of me, kind of like May. You know, she puts the ice wall. Yeah. You put that wall in front of you, so now they have to walk around because they can't jump over.
By that time,
I'm pretty much gone, and then I'll double jump on top of something, and then I'll work my way around the map and go heal again.
What's your mobility weapon or mover? What were you flying around on?
So you're basically
mine's
Jerry.
like a chair from like Wall-E.
I think I saw it.
Jerry and all these Toms can't get to you.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure. I thought I saw you healing from the chair.
Yeah, I was healing from the chair.
You just can't attack from
the chair. So I'm on the chair, and the chair has like two guns on it, and I hold on the guns, and I'm just like a joystick gun thing. It's called the arcade gun.
I feel like Buttercup is my spirit animal when it comes to pursuing men.
The characters all have a likeness to Overwatch
hunting
characters.
Them down.
Well, it's a little more
fucking scorpion like, pull.
I think they're going for comedy.
It's more cel shaded. Not a lot of comedy, to be honest. Not very funny.
What's so funny about Buttercup?
Yeah.
And her pursuit
of the characters are just ripoffs of Overwatch characters. And it's from Ninja Theory, so you know it's a good company.
Yeah. We'll see.
But so far the game looks great. I can't wait for the full release, but so far this game was super fun. I was really enjoying it. Melee was fun. It didn't have to be a shooter for me.
All right, I think that's it for highlights.
That was a long highlight.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a very short news.
Worst news.
Okay, only two things we have here.
Yeah, the publishers of Untitled Goose Game are coming out with a handheld gaming device. You got to click on this, dude. It's so crazy looking. So they're going for minimalist.
What the fuck?
That's it. So it's this tiny little thing. It looks like an original Game Boy, kind of, but maybe a little more modern. And it has a crank on the side of it. So you can pull that little crank out and crank it. And they specifically built this for little tiny small developers to put up a game really easily. It's only black and white. And so it's going to come with 12 games. And every week a new game comes out. And it's all like, it almost like looks like what that first game that we covered today, Bobby.
Okay.
That black and white game. The Japanese black and white game.
Mega game.
Oh, horror. What was that called? World of Horror.
World of Horror. Mm-hmm. So that's how the graphics look on this game. Like, you know, like Obra Dinn type stuff. And I was like, why? I thought the crank maybe was to charge it. But no, it's actually like a device that they use for like, I don't know.
Some games use it, some games don't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
The fuck?
And so I think the device looks super cute. I don't see myself buying this thing.
How much is it?
Phones do so much more than this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, phones don't have a D-pad, so I don't know.
But you can plug in your phone into any other freaking controller.
No, thanks. You can't convince me to play a mobile game. You can't convince me to crank that soldier fucking boy.
Crank that soldier boy?
Yeah. I can't fucking... What is it even called?
The Playdate.
The Playdate.
The Playdate?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good, nice name, too.
Yeah, it's cute.
You gotta admit, aesthetically, it looks nice on the outside. No?
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
Right. I'm sorry. No.
I'd rather do my phone and get the adapter.
Bobby has 8,000 games in his Steam library right now. Does he really need a Playdate? Or does he have to kind of commit to a couple titles?
Well, he's in class.
Are you sold, Bobby?
No, absolutely not. I have zero interest in that. I didn't even want to put it on the news. Put it on the news, man. I clicked on it. I was like, nah.
The other one is, we briefly talked about it last episode.
This looks like a fucking college engineering project.
Yeah, like a thesis.
I like the website, though.
Pretty sure my boyfriend already has one in his toolbox. Like, you know those mini computers? Yeah. You might as well just get a mini computer. Microchip. Fucking.
What if it's super cheap?
Doesn't fucking matter. The games are shit.
It's not super cheap.
I'm letting you know now. I don't want to crank anything.
I would not pay $100 for that. No.
Remember what happened with Mario Party when you had to fucking palm the joystick to get the rotation thing in? No one had a good time. That was many regrets.
I had a good time. On that, by the way, I was playing Mario Party. Unfortunately, you can't play it with a pro controller. Like, it's so designed to be
played. It's designed, because some of the games you have
to feel. It all makes sense. It's fine. The other thing was Anthem is going to have a total overhaul. They said that they're going for as deep as kind of like No Man's Sky had No Man's Sky Next. Yeah. That's the level of update they're going for.
They're not letting go.
They ripped down. They got rid of the guy in charge, and they got rid of the guy that was in charge of live games. So basically, the games as a service CEO or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they got rid of those two guys. They're saying they're stripping the game down to the bare bones. And they're going to build it all up to make sure that it's fun this time and
turn it into a battle royale.
Fuck it, I'd buy it. Or I'd play it.
So it's been a year since this game released.
Yeah, almost a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All they had to do was fix the end game. That's all they had to do. That's it.
They tried in the first upgrade. I didn't play it after that.
But we had so much fun from beginning to the end of the story. Sure, the story could have been better, just like a bunch of fucking games out there. Stories aren't always amazing. But it was good enough to be like, all right, let's go see. Because I'll be honest, at the end of the story, I was kind of like, I want to see the new bosses that are coming out when they show you, like, we found one of these guys.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I want to fight those guys. I was excited. But then
I had fun with this game.
I couldn't loot shit. I wasn't getting anything I wanted. I had to fucking play that same freaking quest over and like 30 freaking times. And then I might get one piece of shit I wanted.
Sniper says that Anthem Next is going to be released on Playdate.
What are we watching, Bobby?
What are you doing here, Bobby?
I just started clicking some links.
That is creepy.
Started clicking some links on Kotaku, and someone was making some very extravagant rice.
Yeah, I did some low-key shit like this when I was a little girl. When we were... Chad Robertson. That's an interesting name. Anyways, sorry, random on that article. No, but being Laotian, I had a lot of sticky rice around the house, so we were constantly eating with our hands. Meals would be served without utensils.
Mm-hmm.
And sticky rice, you could mold it like Play-Doh. So I would make a lot of little snowman animals, snowmen. Stuff. Yeah, and it was okay for me to play with my food if it were a little bit, as long as I ate it.
Gee, this is the first I'm hearing that you're Laotian.
Laotian? Yeah, my mom is predominantly Laotian. She's like maybe a quarter Thai.
What's that?
So I could have sworn you were Vietnamese and Chinese. That's what I've
been
saying.
My dad's Viet. My dad's Viet.
And where's the Chinese
come
from?
And maybe like a quarter Chinese. I know one of my grandparents is he might be even an eighth Chinese. So I'm mostly Vietnamese Laos.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
But I have Thai. Like my mom can't read or write Laotian. She was educated in Thailand, so that's probably why you thought I was more Thai than Laotian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, gotcha. Laotian food's a shit. I fucking love it.
GeForce Now. I'm just learning about this. I guess Ray's the best person to talk about this. He actually signed up for it.
I signed up for GeForce Now. Yeah. So GeForce Now is, I feel honestly, is the best streaming service where, you know, unlike, you know, Stadia.
The headline I read was the streaming service that makes more sense than Stadia or something.
It makes way more sense. The only thing these guys suck at is honestly their marketing, because it just came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Like,
what is this?
They're already on everyone's computers.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
The way this thing works is it reads your libraries from your Epic Store to your Steam accounts to your Origin.
Mm-hmm.
And it read your Blizzard account, but then Blizzard was like, Blizzard active, and it was like, no, guys, you're nuts.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't happening. So they took off WoW and Call of Duty and all that shit, I think they had. But it's you play what you own. It's but that they have access to, because their servers have these games on there. So the way it works is you pay nothing right now. They give you 3 months, and then after those 3 months, you pay $4.99. And you download this app. You download the app either on your PC, on your Mac.
Can I play Divinity on my shitty school laptop?
You can.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm buying this right now.
Yeah. So
GeForce Now.
Oh, wait. Divinity? No, we have to search.
Mm-hmm.
Because depending if the game's on their library, then you can. So it's not exactly everything you own. It's whatever you own, and it's on their library of accessible games.
But how many How many
games they have? They say, I think I saw 400 games. Or 300, 400 games, I think I saw. But there's a lot of games on there.
But the ones we're looking at right now, they're older. These are the games. Ones that they own that you can play, right?
The so, ones no. I'm mostly concerned about is no, the co-op
so,
ones.
So it's like, let's say they said, out of all the games out there right now, let's pick 300. So they pick 300, put those 300 on their servers, and then they said, all right, how do people access these? All right, cool, let's get access to their Steams, their Epic Stores, their all their launchers or whatever launchers they're... And then, for instance, here's my example for today. I'm going for 2 weeks. I have a MacBook laptop. I have a MacBook. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded the GeForce Now app on my Apple, and then I open that app up, and then it'll go through my and then once it loads up, you search which games like that you own. So I searched Deliverance. I searched that. It came up as one of the games that are available. I clicked on it to start. It loads up some weird NVIDIA thing, and then it brings up a Steam sign-in. Sign into Steam, reads your Steam, and then you just press play. And then you just start playing your Steam game right there.
Like in a browser.
How was it?
In the app. I was getting 60 FPS, ultra everything, and the cool thing about this one, RTX on.
What? Wait.
You just made my life, dude. Thank you.
Whatever game they have, just
here's
know
the
that.
Thing. Like, Wiconi has just confirmed that Divinity 2 is on there, and there this is worth, this is totally worth it, just to make, like I said, like, Divinity February 2,
yeah.
co-op.
Yeah.
Like, this is worth it for
you
that one night.
You can even play on your phone.
Here's the thing, like...
It's an Android phone thing?
You know what's broken?
No iOS, though.
Consoles suck a lot. Playing Divinity 2 on PS4, and one of the roommates... We all started in PC when I land with Divinity 2. And one of the roommates had 30 minutes. He just wanted to hop in and play with us. He had PlayStation Plus, but Robbie, my boyfriend, doesn't have PlayStation Plus. So we couldn't play together. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. You know, can't really do much. And so, but like if now that this exists, I can honestly...
From any browser.
Play on PC.
Well, not browser. From any PC or Mac.
Yeah.
Play, NVIDIA Shield or Android device.
I could bring over my shitty laptop, take over his TV, and play the game on 60 FPS.
Yeah.
As if I were playing
obviously,
on
if the game's really crazy, it won't give you 60 FPS. But,
well, we'll see. Yeah. It's still worth a try.
Divinity's not crazy, though.
Because, yeah, I thought it was awesome. I don't know. I think it's worth it. I think it's 100% worth it. Yeah. And it was seamless to where... I had my controller, and I was like, all right, cool, Deliverance, cool, playing. I skipped past I still haven't played it, so I just skipped the story. I wanted to move around. And I'm like, all right, this feels smooth. It's cool. I was connected, how I was hardwired. Mm-hmm. Everything was great. And then I was like, all right, put the controller down, keyboard. Picked it up right away, like nothing.
And you have to own the game, though.
You have to own the game.
See, that makes sense to me, because Stadia was trying to sell that, like, you just own our trial or membership, and then you could play all these games. Like, this makes sense because it's actually providing the service.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah.
But it's in their own ecosystem.
No, Stadia, you have to buy the games. Mm-hmm. Stadia is a imagine
they give you some
so that's
free.
What
it's an online
buy,
console.
Like Stadia, but better.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. Good guy, GeForce.
It's really cool.
Quick thing. Pretty sure, because I read the whole thing.
Okay.
Pretty sure it comes with 30 games as well within the subscription.
I did not see that anywhere.
Stadia? I think all those ones. Yeah, no, this one.
Oh.
Good guy, GeForce.
No, because that's weird. Because I think it's you have to own the game. Like, that's their main thing. If you don't own the game, you can't play their game, because it actually goes to your Steam account. I'll pick the game there, and then it'll go to my Steam, which I thought it was really cool, because it's not just like it'll just randomly pick up a game and I start my save from the beginning. No, it goes into your Steam cloud. And you'll start playing from that point you left off.
This seems like a streaming service for PC gamers.
It is.
As the worst.
It is.
Stadium
or,
is like.
Or if you buy the NVIDIA Shield, which is like, 180, I think, for the NVIDIA Shield, there's one that comes with a controller. You buy the NVIDIA Shield, and you can plug in even like a mouse and keyboard. You buy that for 180, get this thing, have a Steam account with any computer, you know, that is a shitty computer that you can't play any games on, and you download games on Steam that are available to, and you can play with the Steam Shield, with a shield anywhere.
Well, Red Rock, like it's monthly only, but you get your first 3 months for free.
Yeah. Well, they have a free version.
Yeah, and they have a free version, too.
Yeah. So the free version, you can only play an hour at a time. And they're saying even on the $5 a month one, you can only play up to 6 hours at a time.
So which is weird. What a weird
thing. Well, you're using their servers.
Yeah.
Like you're accessing their servers. That's got to be a huge drain on resources.
I feel like a lot of this is like a trial period too.
6 hours isn't bad.
No, that's plenty. That's
but I think it's the neatest thing to where if you have an NVIDIA issue, you can take it anywhere. Or let's say anyone that just has any computer or laptop or Mac, because any MacBook comes with an HDMI port or any computer comes with a, as long as you can plug it in, you can play any game and you don't have to download it. That's the best part. You don't have to be like 50 gig download for this game. No.
Because I was going to land this weekend. Plug and play. I was going to land this weekend, but decided it would have been too complicating.
You can play Apex.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
But then now that I know, I wish I knew this existed 2 days ago. It would have made my weekend a lot more amazing.
I think it's great.
Because here's the thing. I was just thinking today, when we were playing Divinity 2, the load times on PS4 are so long that Robbie would browse Reddit and probably look at least like 10 or 12 memes before I loaded it up.
No,
that's sad. Cool.
And you can turn on RTX. So like, if you don't even own an RTX fucking GPU, you can just turn it on and check it out for the first time ever.
By the way,
it's really neat.
Warconius has tried every streaming service, and he said GeForce has the best.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
I just loved it. Keyboard, mouse, fucking whatever your controller, on and on.
Awesome. But exactly like you had said, they dropped the ball in marketing because. I don't even know how this brought up.
It just came out.
It was like
someone on Discord posted.
Somebody on Discord posted it.
Yeah.
That's like, not the way that I should have heard about this on PC Gamer.
I should have seen this shit on like I've seen Stadia. I mean, I've seen Stadia ads on my Instagram. You know, just random. Like, oh shit!
Thank you, mystery Discord poster.
Well, that said too, Google kind of owns information, so like maybe they're. Downplaying
the Google Stadia is just I feel it's a console. You're buying a console. This is like I buy a console, but I don't. Nothing is hardware. Physical. It's all hardware. That's it.
And it doesn't stream that well.
No, it doesn't. Well, no, it does. I've looked into it a little more how it's improved from day one to what it is now. It's running 60 FPS, 4K. You know, it's doing its thing. It's fine. But no one wants that. Everyone wants, I don't know. They don't want it yet. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I have a PC. I don't need it. I really don't.
If I was somehow like, gosh, I feel if I was like a 15-year-old or something, I was going to upgrade to the next console, I'd probably tell my mom, don't give me the console. Look at this other option. Yeah. I think that's what I would do.
Yeah, I think it's really neat, and like their library is going to expand. You know, they're always going to have thousands of games on there. By one, like if people get into this, but I think it's great. It's like I'm going away for work for 2 weeks, and I have no PC, and I want to use my PC. And thanks to this shit, I get to play Temtem. I get to play Apex Legends, and it's running on full FPS on whatever resolution you have.
God, that's sick,
up to 4K.
People that travel for work that can't afford a killer gaming laptop.
Those are expensive.
Not necessarily even for gaming related, but on my cell phone, I'm digging into TeamViewer so often.
You have an Android phone, right?
Yeah, I have an Android.
You can download that app and play your games on your phone too.
The games I want to play would not want to play.
I know.
I don't even want.
Unless you have a controller game, you can put a controller down.
But
I'm
saying, like, at least with my laptop, I could bring it and plug it into a TV or something. But no, like even without. Not gaming related necessarily, but I would use TeamViewer just to remote, like, because it'd be quicker. Even if I process a lot of things just based on how much time it would save me. And so if I'm on my cell phone, I want to do something specific, like log into an existing account. If I know my cell phone's going to take 2 minutes or a minute and a half versus 40 seconds if I do it through TeamViewer, it's weird. I'll just shave off a minute, I'll do it. So ease of access.
But right now it's all a lot of the older games. I think one of the newer ones is, you know, Temtem on there. And you know, they have Apex Legends like up to the new season. They added Metro Exodus, so you can actually Metro Exodus I think would be a great example for people that want to see RTX. So you can just load this up. If you have a 4K monitor, you put it up on there. You're playing 4K RTX. You're getting 30 to 60 FPS, depending on how hard. Because you can pick ultra, epic, you know, whatever, you know, VSync and all the settings in the game. Like, and, you know, if you're just playing on your PC. So I think it's great. It's fucking awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The future is coming.
Seriously. All right. Time for listener questions. First one comes from The Lotion. If gaming PCs cost the same as consoles, do you think the price in games would rise?
No.
No.
Because society expects to pay a certain amount for video games, and they wouldn't change that just because
it's a weird thing.
Something is more accessible.
I think a couple of games tried $70 like 5 years ago. And yeah. Just,
but what you do, you throw deluxe on there.
You throw deluxe on there.
And then Ray buys it. Yeah. Yeah.
Just throw deluxe or like gold version or...
Tarkov, yeah. I bought the cheapest one, dude. I thought about it, like $140, maybe it should be for sale.
If anything,
get more
prices,
stash.
If anything, prices might even shoot down because there's so much more people in the market.
Once that happens, gaming is more accessible to everyone, and then once I was telling this to Amelia earlier, I think the next set of consoles are the last consoles to come out. It's just everything's going to be stream based. Service now. We're
except
not going to need
maybe Nintendo.
Right.
Except for maybe Nintendo.
Everyone's going to make their own
playdates. Nintendo will have their fucking streaming, their own streaming service. It's like, you want to play Mario? You pay $20 a month, bitch. And that's how you play Mario. And off any console, and we make really cute Nintendo controllers.
You know what I don't get about the playdate? If fucking Nintendo has not made a handheld with a fucking crank, there's a reason. So you need to leave it the fuck alone. I don't know, dude. Whoever buys a playdate and has a raving review that would change my mind, please.
The crank was weird.
I dare you.
Who knows?
She's so upset about the playdate. I never said it was good.
I'm like, is this really what gamers want? They're celebrating the video game, and you think that's what gamers want, to fucking crank their shit? Are you fucking kidding me?
I too thought.
Even if I had a dick, I wouldn't crank that. Like
a flashlight. What if it was charge up?
I know, right?
What if it was a fun crank?
I can play, guys, for a couple 30 seconds.
What if it's a fun crank,
shit,
dude?
Fuck.
Well, I'm not having fun. Fucking
get fun.
Come on, fun.
Get fun. All right, it's fun.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's for a fishing game, you know?
Yeah. Fucking, ooh.
There you go. Done.
Play some Sega Black Bass.
Yes, dude.
If you rage quit, you're just going to rip that thing right off the rack. How to order another playdate crank.
That's how they get you. It's like the Apple equation where all the accessories.
The playdate looks so dumb.
That's where the markup is.
Cool.
You break the crank, you buy a new one.
I'm always down for new hardware, but that shit looks so dumb.
Sniper says he's in. He wants it. He would.
I was watching him play some fucking dating game last night. Some like, you're like a bartender or something, helping weird people like like dating advice and shit.
Coffee, something.
It was so weird. I was just like, oh no, maybe you should tell him this. And I was like, I'm gonna let him play his game. But I was like, I wanted to get some input in that shit.
All right, next question from Beef Supreme. If you were to design a game, what would the genre and play style be?
We answered this about every 6 months, right?
Yeah, it comes up.
Yeah. Mine for sure would be a twin stick shooter roguelike.
Okay. You would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That answers the question, I guess.
VR World of Warcraft, basically.
I hope you have $1 billion.
They're working on one right now. I forgot the name of it. It looks all right. It's getting there. Battle Royale for me, but Battle Royale, instead of landing everyone. Okay, so everyone lands with a weapon. Obviously, you know, like they already do this, but depending on your number of kills, lets you upgrade your weapons and get better weapons. Because I hate people that just like land loot and they just stay in the band circle and the little bitches, and they get to the end, you still end up killing them, or sometimes, you know, they'll get lucky and just like get you when you're fighting some other people and you're low. But this way you have to fight, you can't be hiding. So the only way to fucking get better is killing people, and that lets you upgrade your weapons and
like
have
Tarkov.
Better weapons, like, well,
in
like
a way.
Tarkov in a way. Yeah,
so Ray would make Tarkov too.
Tarkov 2. But Battle Royale with the winning sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's a Mexican version. It's called Cartel.
Cartel. And you get a taco dinner. Or tamales, whatever you want, guys. It's up to you.
Bobby would make a point and click adventure.
You know,
slash puzzle.
I'm surprised we haven't seen another stock market sim akin to Wall Street Kid on the Nintendo. I think we need a Wall Street Kid 2.
You're fucking with me.
Have you guys... I'm going to go play Wall Street Kid this week.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Wall Street Kid...
Oh, boy, here we go.
You just wanted to show it to us.
Okay, I bought this... in the $5 bin at Blockbuster.
Bobby, and, you have $2,000 probably. You could be a day trader and just have fun.
This
play
is
it in real life.
Okay, I could go to Vegas and lose it all too.
Is this true? Is this a game that got you into your genres of games? Is this the reason
why? No, I played this as a kid, not knowing what was going on at all. Like no idea, like what it was. But when you play it, you
poor child.
Looking back now, you look at this and you're like, oh, they're playing off of all these different companies: AT&T, AMED, Bethlehem, Boeing. That's supposed to be Boeing. Carnival Cruise Lines. It's Carnivore Cruise Lines. Marriott instead of Marriott. So these are actual like companies. But yeah, this is how I learned the stock game as a kid here. And you've got to, it's not just stocks though. Like you got to keep your life in balance. You
got
to go
more?
To the gym. You got to keep up appearances with other people. You have to have a healthy relationship with your wife. You've got to buy a house.
I need you to stop right now.
This explains a lot of your childhood and why you've decided to play all these games right now.
Yeah.
This actually looks like a game he's playing next week anyways, regardless, on Steam.
Was this on like a TI-83?
This is Nintendo. Yeah, you could call your buddy for a hot stock tip.
Oh, Yapple. Not Apple, it's Yapple.
Yeah, $71 a share on Yapple. That's pretty good.
Bobby, I'm pretty sure you can create Wall Street Journal too. Like, make
Wall
this
Street
your
kid too.
Well, sorry, Wall Street whatever. Journal.
Do you have half an hour, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, you could probably figure
with
out.
With all the devs you're interviewing,
you
dude.
You could do Stardew.
Just start
I'm surprised nobody is.
If he can, too.
This is what I'm saying.
If
how has nobody not done
you
this?
You can, too.
You should because throw it into the only interview.
You're the market.
Fucking,
I want every,
you know
I want every
probably,
interview that
you know
Bobby
how many
does
people probably
suggest a game. Just like pitch it. Pitch
the
it, Bobby.
Guy, you know how many of the Stardew guys' friends are probably like, dude, you're fucking weird. But
yo,
you do you.
Yo, golf
you
it.
The same fucking shit.
Golf it's dope, guys. But have you thought about Wall Street Kid 2? Give me a second. Give me a second. Watch.
I'm
instead
like,
of Carnival,
I'm
you have Carnivore.
For the stars. Like unrealistically, I'm like VR World of Warcraft. And then realistically,
no,
he's like Wall Street Kid 2.
All right, guys, if you're wondering what this looks like for the audio listeners, have you ever played Donkey Kong, got to the high score list where you put in your name? That's how this entire game
it
looks.
It looks like a high score list.
Yeah, it looks like a high score list.
Have you ever balanced your finances?
That's when you're buying stocks. You also get this shot right here. It tells you what time it is, how much money you got, what you got in stocks. Look, you talk to your buddies here. Like, working out is very good for your health. Transaction takes 4 hours. So, yeah, you got to hit the gym. All right. Look at that computer you're using, too, man. That's some...
Damn, that's some DOS
that's
right
a Power
there.
Mac, I think.
No, that was before the Power Macs. Yeah, you can go hiking, talk to your boy
Commodore
Stanley.
Right there.
Let's see. Does this guy actually beat this
Stanley's
game?
Stanley's a cuck.
Damn.
Gee, you don't even know Stanley. And this is like your rich uncle. Yeah, dude. This game. I'm going to play this game this week. More
is,
on that
this
next.
This is Wolf of Wall Street without
this,
the drugs.
Look at this
nudity.
Cover art right here. Blam.
It just makes... It's like... How many weird games are there on the NES? You just go like, why would they make this? That's one of these fucking games.
For
like, who would ever play this shit?
Bobby.
And it was Bobby.
Yeah.
It was fucking Bobby. But then he was all 10 years old with like 10 G's in his fucking bank
Sniper
account.
Sniper says, what the fuck, Bobby? Literally, what the fuck?
That's hilarious.
Recycle says, you're too cool for this podcast, Bobby.
I can imagine Recycle playing that with Bobby.
This definitely cites for like an okay boomer.
Wall Street kids snorted
okay,
cocaine
Bobby.
Off girls' tits.
All right, next question.
Okay, Bobby.
All right. Warconia says, if you could have a song from any gameplay every time you walked into a room, what would it be?
Oh, for sure, fucking Skyrim. Ha! No. Just like fucking 50 dudes fucking grunting. I'd never have a shirt on either. It's homoerotic, but whatever.
Mm. I want to walk into the Pokemon theme song every place. I just want to be the very best, like no one ever was. Yeah, that's all I want.
Oh, from the show?
Yeah, from the show.
Yeah. Bam.
Ding,
they love fucking the guitar solo.
Yeah, dude, they love that shit.
Bobby? Oh, Bobby, see, he has
Bobby
the
knows these.
Hold on, let's see.
Oh, Wall Street Kid music.
Dude, this takes me back.
And this is playing out of Bobby's robot ears, just letting you know.
Yep.
Honestly, I would want a song that I probably wouldn't get sick of. And this sounds really weird, but on my
the Banga Bus
on my coming. For my alarm clock, and it went off this morning. It was one of the Harvest Moon like villager songs, where it's like you go out, you go into the city or something, and it starts playing the music. It's like din, din, din,
actually, din, din, I take mine back. I wanted the Banga Boys one. Like, remember the Six Flags commercials?
It's really upbeat.
I want to.
But that's not from a game.
Every time you walk into the room,
it's been in games.
Like, sure.
Mine would have to be really upbeat.
Mm-hmm. Can we get that Harvest Moon one?
Probably. Let me look that
it's
one up.
Simple. Harvest Moon.
Because I'm trying to think of the one from Stardew Valley. It does have that like kind of.
It's not Stardew. Harvest Moon. Not
well,
Stardew.
Yeah, but still, I'm just thinking of like a OST. Nice waking up song.
Yeah, just type in an OST, anything, and then you'll hear it. It's more or less the same thing anywhere, any game. Not this one. This one's a little annoying. But just hit it.
No,
all of them were on there.
Probably. Oh yeah, just
you can even add lyrics to it.
There she goes walking down the
it's
street.
Like nothing. No, it's like the village one, I think.
Festival?
Is there a village there? Town. Town. I know.
Who's that girl?
Kind of.
With the bangs, it's Chi.
This ain't
it's Chi.
This is the song that plays when I'm gaining weight, dude.
Does stuff.
It's just like, it's cute. It's upbeat.
You it's Chi.
Like, yeah, that actually was it. That was the song. Because it's like, it's more or less background music. It's not a like.
You guys
like,
are all terrible. Bobby, please bring it up. Skyrim. Skyrim.
Oh, yours is like hella epic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but every time you
every
walk in
time
a room,
you walk into
dude,
the room.
Yeah, dude, I'd be fucking everybody. Everybody's getting pregnant. Everybody. Men, women, goats.
Goats. Fucking goats.
Oh, ooh. My gosh.
Ha. Da, na, na, na. Dove King song? Oh, the, oh dude. Please.
Are we going to get in trouble for this?
Please. I'd be twirling at this moment already.
Fire, just faster, faster.
Kind of like when you ever see like those Hawaiian rituals that they do, like when,
oh
like,
the haka. Dude, I've spent hours watching haka dances from different places.
They're so dope,
dude. I get
I
emotional.
I cried with one for
I get emotional.
That one high school kid that passed away not that long ago, and all the high school kids were doing the stance as they were carrying.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, I bawled.
I get emotional with those things for sure.
That's sick, dude. Why do we have to be?
I mean, I'm sorry. That's no Wall Street kid.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Of course not. No.
All right. Another question from Warconius. Your thoughts on the best romance game or the best romance in a game ever?
Cloud. And Ares.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Team Ares.
But
I
then
like
she
it.
Dies.
I know. It's so sad. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a courtship, right? There's like a romance.
Yeah, they never really hook up or anything, but yeah. There's love throughout the
meanwhile,
whole
meanwhile, Tifa's 10 times
and
hotter.
And Tifa's fucking, yeah, but she's boning Barrett, dude. It's different. Yeah.
No, what?
Yeah, they're
Tifa and Barrett?
Yeah, Tifa and Barrett are like a couple.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Are you sure?
They have a kid.
Since when?
Since who's forever. Barrett? The guy with the gun.
Oh, okay.
Gun hand.
No. Some
interracial?
Tifa's too young for him.
No, they were dating.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
Mm-mm.
All right, Chief. What's your choice?
Barrett has a wife that was not Tifa.
Chat, anyone? I might be wrong.
Out of all the video game romances that, as a protagonist, you had to work on, I would definitely say mine is Commander Shepard, Fem Shep, and Garrus. Because because in the first Mass Effect, you couldn't woo Garrus.
Oh, I never played Mass Effect.
So he was basically like your number one bro. And then in the second game, like he comes back into your life. And then you don't let that chance slip away. Mm-hmm. And then you just bang him nonstop, alien interspecies shit, all the way through Mass Effect 3 until everyone dies. So it's whatever.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's like a bro you can fuck.
Right? Oh, what? Wait, like stepbrother Garrus?
Yeah.
What? No.
Where did that come from?
No, there's like this
bro.
Meme.
Like he's like your
there's
bro.
There's not a meme. It's like a thing where it's like what it's like to be a stepbrother in the 20th century.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah,
yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, and it's just like a really horny stepsister. Like,
no,
yeah.
You're not stuck in the oven. Just walk away.
Oh, no. They were married. Remember they had a kid, Marlene? And I thought Tifa and Barrett were Marlene's mom, the little girl in the game.
No, yeah. Barrett had some other chick.
It was some other thing,
was not Tifa.
Yeah.
Stop spreading false rumors.
Everyone thought they were married.
The only romance I remember from a game, I think, is Stardew Valley, because they really make you work for it. You kind of go through all the stages of courtship. So, you know, by the time you reach marriage, you really feel like you've spent some time with the person.
Which one did you pick?
I can't remember her name. She had the purple hair.
Is there a reason you picked
Abigail.
Her?
Abigail. No.
Was she the hot prettiest?
She was the gamer.
Well, there was... But yeah, she was. She was the gamer. She was kind of like the cute, nerdy one. But then there's like the blonde bombshell one, too. Mm. But yeah, I don't know.
I like the hippie one, the blue-haired girl.
I would say for sure Geralt and Yennefer. Because, well, one, you can go another route. You can go.
Geralt is such a hoe. He fucks everyone.
Yeah, well, fucking... Yennefer is a fucking cunt. Like, she's mean to everybody. But, like, Geralt is such a badass, but he's so weak when it comes to her. He just, no matter what she says, okay. Like, he's a little bitch. Like, she has his balls in her purse. And I think the dichotomy between his strength in combat.
Power, the power strength.
Yeah,
the
and
power
his
place.
Weakness for her is, like, really compelling.
Well, yeah. I just feel like the older games always had better fucking relationships. Like, I don't know, for me. Like, the ones I really remember. Like, I remember, I think it was Luna and Alex from Superstar Story Complete. And it was just like, it was just like such a cute little couple. And they would give you the benefit of, like, when you're playing a shitty, like, Sega CD game, right?
You were also a teenager.
And you would get an anime scene where they're, like, being cutesy together. It was like, it was, like, super cool. You would see, like, their relationship.
You're also a teenager and you're beating off to the things.
I like the games that do kind of give you that.
They had a thing
triangle.
Called Bromides. It was half naked characters in the game, and I was like, fuck it, all that went out.
Skies of Arcadia, there was definitely a triangle, and you got to actually choose.
Skies of Arcadia,
near the end of the game, one or the other. And I actually did both. Like, I resetted my game, saw what the other option was, and I was like, wow.
If I play Witcher again, I'm definitely going Marigold, the other girl.
The other girl.
Just to see how it goes. All right, what's up?
Sniper asks, when will baby Luna get a Discord account?
I told him as soon as he stops making new channels on our... We have 47 channels now. I don't even know where to find the hangout. All right, next one.
Let's see. Somebody copy and pasted these.
Oh, you went out of order? No. No. I don't know.
Captain Gummy says, on the next podcast, please explain the difference between roguelite versus roguelike.
Okay, it's pretty easy, guys. So a roguelike, right, is a game that you should be able to beat the entire game on your first playthrough if you have enough skill. But that's almost never the case. Like, you need to be a master.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get better at the game. And also, in some cases, unlock stuff to make it easier.
Okay.
Those cases are roguelite. That means... Every time you play, you get stronger in a certain way.
And there's a way you can keep some of the stuff?
No, because Castlevania, you're not unlocking. You're not getting stronger and stuff. That's like a...
In Castlevania games, you level up, you get stronger.
It's just a platformer?
But if you die...
Permanently?
Yeah, you level up.
And but if you die, you lose that.
No.
Really?
Castlevania, you don't lose your shit. You just... You have save points.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a save points.
Yeah, you have save points.
But in a roguelike, you start from the beginning every single time. So in a roguelite, you'll get gold, you'll get experience, you'll get certain, and you'll invest it in your character or a town or something like that. And then you can get stronger. In a roguelike, you unlock things, but they don't necessarily they're not necessarily better. And they
Binding
don't help
is rogue-like.
Rogue-like, yes.
Because they don't help
you
necessarily.
You keep nothing there. Fuck that game.
Yeah.
I played it, finally. Like, I was like, I'm going to...
He was texting me.
I was texting him.
Hey, do I pick up this thing or this thing?
Yeah, I didn't know what. And then I finally got to mom. Never got to mom ever in my life, and she whipped the shit out of me. And I'll try it again maybe next year.
I could probably beat mom.
I think I beat mom my first go.
No. I couldn't.
Not like, well, I mean, like, I died, but when I got to her as a boss, I think I beat her.
Like the first try? I don't know what I was doing, because like I was like, okay, I was trying to memorize her patterns, but I was getting hit way too many times.
Maybe
or like
not.
I couldn't do it because there was a random shoe that comes down.
Yeah. Yep,
there was a sound I had to wait for, and I didn't know something was coming. Yeah, I didn't know that till way later.
I'm lying. I beat it in one sitting.
You're definitely lying.
Like, it's such a hard game.
Because I started it on a stream, and I remember finishing it on the stream, so it was at least one sitting.
One sitting takes you what, like 20 minutes to get all the way through. Like
you can get to mom in 20 minutes.
Yeah, because some of the stages I went in, it was like one room, and I was already done. And I was
Guys, if Binding of Isaac is too, if it's intimidating, go to all BOI items, and there's like a registry, and then when you're looking for items, because the items you don't know the names of, you can type in color, shape, like basically like black box, and it'll be right there. And then you,
I love that. I do respect that really because
good. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck, like, I was looking at.
One thing about Divinity 2 and playing with somebody that is like a better gamer than me, like there are games that I wish I would have known my first playthrough. You know, or my first time running, like even original Divinity, like craft, like things that I should have been crafting, things I should have been saving, you know, taking the extra time to organize or to steal. And it's pretty cool. It's really eye opening when you like go into the wikis of the game. Like, I have never done that with any of the Dark Souls games or Souls-like games. And I'm sure if I did, I'd play the game completely differently.
Dude, yeah, that's how most people beat those games. Mm-hmm. The wikis is the only way, 90% of the people that beat those games
to even, like, translate half the
shit. Yeah, because you're like, what the fuck does this mean?
It's like, everything is a fucking, like, riddle.
Last one, coming from Kind of Big Deal. Hey, Bobby. Why did patrons lose their purple royal status in Discord?
Yes,
I want
that.
My purple.
The other day,
were they ever purple?
I don't remember them being purple.
They were purple if you donated $50.
Wasn't that pink for titty tier?
That's pink for titty tier.
Shadow Master is purple
because
that's because he
had a special thing to him. I don't remember them being purple.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I think he did 1 month at the $50 tier on Patreon.
He did it. He did do a 50. He did a titty tier, and then we kept them purple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but green has always been the color.
So the answer is something about $50.
You got it for life, bro. I got you.
No, glad you brought that up. Patreon is being reworked. By next week, we should have the next system out, I believe. So by next podcast, I believe. And we'll announce it then. As far as everything, take a look at the DLGCon thing stuff. We have a lot of time till then, but in April prices are going to increase, so you want to get in before that, and it'll be helping us out. And yeah, it's good shit. It's a fun time. What are we playing next week? Ray's going to be playing
Temtem from my GeForce Now
on your Mac.
On my Mac,
so weird.
with my Xbox controller.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check out GeForce Now as well.
Check it out.
You're having a company orgy in your hotel room.
I took my Switch with me. It's in my backpack. I'm gonna play my Switch and switch it off. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna switch it off.
Mm-hmm. Would you, Chi? Are you gonna? You don't know.
I'm gonna check out GeForce. I'm going to most likely just play a lot of Counter Strike. Cool. I've been wanting to play a lot of CS. Yeah. Trying to get back into Gold Nova. I'm sad silver.
Yeah, me too,
I'll
dude.
Find something.
I was silver. So I'm sorry, Bobby. Sorry. I mean, go, Bobby.
I will check out GeForce. I mean, if they have a free version of it, even if you can only play for an hour, yeah, I still want to check that out.
So you don't pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
They give you 3 months for free as long as you put your card. But you can just put your card.
3 months of premium for
yeah, 3 yeah, months of premium yeah, for free.
Okay. And I don't know if I need premium.
That's the $5 version.
That's $5.
Yeah. I know. They give you RTX and 6-hour gaming sessions. Yeah. I don't know if I need that. I just kind of want to test it out.
It's free.
It's free. You just cancel right away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess. Unless you forget to take it off.
Unless you want to use your girlfriend's account.
I'll just do the one that's flat out free just to try it out. I'm seriously going to play
can
it for 20 minutes.
Can you sign up on like a Visa gift card, maybe? Doubtfully.
If I'm right, and there is 30 free games, Tropico 6 is on there if you want to try it out.
Okay.
Yeah. And what am I going to play? More synthetic, probably. I feel like I played and let go. What do you call it? So fast. Fuck.
Get the fuck out.
It's Hades. Oh. Hades is so good. Yeah, that's another one. But for GTFO, you need friends. And I don't have any.
Mm. Go in their Discord. You make friends like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. All right, speaking for Ray, Bobby, Chi, and myself, Wall Street Kid Titties, everybody.
How come sex wasn't an option? There was only hiking, swimming, stalking.
What? Wall Street Kid?
I don't know. It was a Nintendo game in the early 90s, so they probably weren't that progressive.
Oh, I know. You said you had to work on your wife a little, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta, like, take her out, get her flowers.